Welcome back here to University High School, the all-female postgame show as we wrap it up 41-6 tonight. Surprised to see 2-0-1 teams in here, Mike, but after tonight's game, the Reds have they got a lot more upside right now than University. University gets the week off. They get the bye week. They've got a lot of work to do in the next couple of weeks in practice.
A lot of work to do. If you're going to go with Weirich, you got to just go with him, get him as many reps as possible, get those other guys out at those receiver spots and get them ready to go.
All right, folks, we will talk to you tomorrow night from Resurrection Christian High School, Resurrection Christian and Orangewood Christian at 7 o'clock, our J9 Agency's opening kickoff for that one. For Mike, I'm Clark. For Micah back in the studio, have a great night, folks. Final score once again here, it was the Eaton Reds 41, the University Bulldogs 6. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson and Mike Danson.
Live from University High School in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA Thursday Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by Buildings by Design. I'm Clark Johnson. Next to me, as always, Mike Danson here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Mike, tonight, Eaton and University, the rivalry continues here, but boy, oh boy, didn't think we'd have two teams 0-1 coming into this game tonight.
Yeah, you never would have guessed that Eaton goes down to Classical Academy, loses a tough one with the last-second field goal, snapping their 16-game winning streak that they had going, and then University comes into the season trying to build off that great run they had in the playoffs last year and end up going 0-1 also.
So questions to be answered tonight for University, maybe more questions than the Reds have. No points on the board, but as we talked to Casey Doss this week, four times, Mike, inside the 10-yard line of Delta, 0 points. You can't do that if you're going to win high school football games.
No, that's definitely a recipe for disaster there. And I feel like I say this every year about this University football team. They have to find a way to run the ball better.
You bet.
They never have that running game that they can kind of lean on if the passing game is not there.
227 yards of offense for University against Delta. 190 of it came from their quarterback, Logan Getting, either throwing the ball or running the football. They've got to have some other options.
Yeah, and that's when I talked to Tanner and Brian this week, that's what I said, is they have to find somebody else who can kind of take the load off of Logan. This is his first year starting as a quarterback. That's enough pressure. Take some off by finding that other person.
Jacob Cruz, a junior, 7 carries, 39 yards in the game. Will he be the guy? Alex Molina, he had a few carries in the game. They just got to find somebody else, University does. And to snap the streak against the Reds, University has gone a while. 2013 was the last University win against the Eaton Reds, 7-6 here on this field. It was Casey Doss's first year as the coach. Now he's in his 10th season. So it's been 9 seasons, 8 straight wins for the Reds over University. But I'll tell you what, Mike, for whatever reason, the last couple of years, Casey Doss has found out ways to stay in the game against the Reds team, who's always been a prohibitive favorite against them, even in the playoffs last year. And they found ways to kind of confound Eaton. So can they do that tonight? Can they find ways to stay in the game, or them trying to figure out their offense, are they behind the eight ball?
Yeah, I really worry if they can't put any sort of game together running the ball tonight that it could be a very long night for University.
Boy, no doubt about it. For the Eaton Reds, a 19-16 loss to the Classical Academy, a Colorado Springs team that, you know, I think could be a Final Four, Final Eight team by the time this season is over. The program's that good. So I'm not really sitting here thinking, boy, that's a bummer for the Reds. And Zach Lemon's proven throughout the years they don't have to win the conference title. They're going to play their best football come playoff time.
Well, and that's what this whole thing is about, is you build up to be the best team you can be when you get into the playoffs. Make sure you win enough to get into the playoffs, and then hopefully you're playing your best football. You get the luck of the draw sometimes in the bracket and find some teams that you match up well against and make that run, and I fully expect Eaton to be right there in the tournament again.
We will have our keys to the game and players to watch in the next segment. That's presented by SOAR. Mike will talk about some of the guys that we're mentioning here in the opening segment. And one one of those for the Reds is Morgan Tribbett. This guy is a stud on defense. He's healthy. It's the first time he's been healthy in a year and a half for this defense, and he'll also get his chance at running the football as well.
Yeah, Morgan with just a heck of a game last week, especially on defense are the stats that stood out to me.
Yep.
13 tackles,
you bet.
5 tackles for loss,
yep.
couple of sacks to go along with that, and he's just probably going to be all over the field.
Yeah, should be fun to watch, no doubt about it. Walker Martin, of course, the senior quarterback, he's back. Ryder True, the sophomore that we're told to keep an eye on is Gunnar Clary, so should be fun. And then Zach Grable just kind of picked up where he did last year. 16 catches last year, 10 of them went to the house. 3 catches in the opening week against Delta, 2 of them to the house.
Well, and I think last year at some point, didn't he have like 6 catches for 6
yes,
touchdowns or something like that to
it
start
was
the
crazy.
Season? So
yep.
He didn't start off as good this year.
Just
3 interceptions.
Three. Yep.
Yep, 2 for 3.
Pretty good stuff right there, no doubt about it. Thank you to Buildings by Design, our pregame sponsor here, full-service general contractor, constructors, and they will knock it out for you. Whether it's your project is a small ag project or a multi-million-dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. This is the Martin Marietta pregame show. Clark and Mike coming to you from University High School here, and we're sitting in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Take our first time out of the Martin Marietta pregame show. Come back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back as we continue with the Martin Marietta pregame show ahead of University in Eaton tonight on Preps Radio. Coming to you from University High School. Mike, they redid the field out here, and the grass is, this is terrific.
Yeah, it looks really nice, and I don't remember the new scoreboard.
That's
I don't know
right.
if it was here last year or if this is new this year.
You're going to have to tell me what it looks like, because from where I'm sitting, I can't see it
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it's a tough angle for you.
I'm not sure when they put the scoreboards in at these stadiums, if they look and they go, okay, where's the best place to put this?
Yeah.
Or do they just spin a wheel and go, okay, it came up over here, let's put it here.
Well, and they probably didn't want to run electricity. They would have to move all the electrical stuff
sure.
over to get it to a spot where everybody could see it. But
all right, well, good one tonight. Number 3 Eaton, number 7 University as they click in here. And, the rankings don't mean diddly squat here early in the season. In fact, if you looked at the preseason rankings, a ton of teams got knocked off in the top 10. So, yeah, kind of stick that in the closet for a little bit, and we'll see how these teams do in the first few weeks. But Reds and University coming here 0-1 tonight. Let's get to it. Get to our players to watch and keys to the game. Presented by SOAR, it stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance. Rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, and power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR, S-O-A-R, athlete, on Facebook. All right, Mike, players to watch. Keys to the game, University in Eaton tonight.
Let's start with the visiting Eaton Reds. Players to watch for Eaton, quarterback Walker Martin. In the first week, he was 8 of 13, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Both those touchdowns going to Zach Grable, who is also one of the players to watch tonight, just because all he does is catch touchdowns. Last week, 3 receptions, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. But it seems like when he does catch the ball, he has a chance to go to the house at any point. And then we're going to move on to Morgan Tribbett, running back, linebacker. Last week he had 14 carries, 67 yards. And then defensively, I talked about this already, where he really stood out, 13 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks. Those are the players to watch for Eaton. Keys to the game for the Eaton Reds. You are the better team tonight. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give up any big special teams plays. Don't make it easier for University to hang around in this game. And I think it's huge for them if they can create 3 and outs on defense. Keep that University offense kind of struggling to move the ball, and that's going to put a lot more pressure on them at every possession then. And then as we move over to University, the Bulldogs players to watch, quarterback Logan Getting, kind of the do-everything man last week for him, 7 of 15 for 107 through the air, and 15 carries for 83 yards. Move on to the running back, Jacob Cruz. He was the second leading rusher for the team. 7 carries, 39 yards. But as I've talked about, they need to find somebody else who's going to be able to carry the load on offense. It cannot just all rest on Logan Getting. And then on defense, Chase Heck, he had 10 tackles and 1 sack last week for University. keys to the game for University. Find a way to run the ball. You have to keep this a low-scoring game, I think, if you're going to win. You must win time of possession tonight if you're going to beat Eaton. So, University, you have to be able to run the ball. And they need to create turnovers, big special teams plays, use this home crowd as an advantage, build some momentum. And that is the keys to the game for University.
All right, so keys to the game and our players to watch, presented by SOAR, stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Look them up on Facebook at SOAR Athlete. Pretty cool stuff. Eaton and University tonight. You look at the Reds. What do we got for time before the kickoff, Mike? What does that score
say? 12:25.
All right, we're in pretty good shot. We'll come back in the next segment here. We're going to stick around here for a little bit, but final segment of the Martin Marietta pregame show. We'll take a look. Not many games tonight in the area locally, but a pretty good cast of games in schedule for Friday and Saturday. So we'll get to the local schedule. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be out at Resurrection Christian High School. Resurrection Christian and Orange Christian from Florida. They jump in. They brought their volleyball team out to play Res as well. So pretty good stuff right there. Orange Christian, Res Christian tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And we will have our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard all night tomorrow night. So even if that's not your game tomorrow night, stick around with us, and we'll get your all of your Twitter scores up on the board with Kyle Johnson back in the studio. And it all kicks off at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with Football Night in Northern Colorado. Kyle Johnson will take you through the pros, the college, and set you up for our high school game of the week tomorrow night. Here we've got the I'm just looking at this. Reds in this conference this year, and of course they don't have names for them. Conference 2, Conference 3, Conference 4. I mean, terrific wording for Chassa. Faith, here's the teams that are in Eaton's conference: Faith Christian, Fort Lupton, Berthoud, the Academy, and Steamboat Springs. Over the last 20 years, the Reds have played 15 times against this group of teams. They're 14-1. The only loss in these 20 years was to Berthoud, believe it or not, back in, I think, 2009 or 10 or something like that. But this is a group they've dominated, and it's a conference, I think, as we say, you know, we talk about these conferences being laid out there. I don't think there's a challenger for the Reds in there. You put University in here. Brush, of course, they're the state champ, the state runner-up, but they lost to everybody. They're really down. A ton of seniors lost there. How they'll come back, we'll see. But Sterling, they're down. They got beat up in week one again. Weld Central, Timnath, who had minus 6 yards in total offense in the first week for the freshmen and sophomores, and Arvada. And there's just no team in there. Brush is the only team, depending on what they can do with the limited guys, who would take University to the mat in this conference, I think. So I just think they've spread out the Patriot League into three conferences now, and if the object was to keep the Patriot League at bay, I think it's opened the door for three teams to get automatic bursts from the Patriot League.
Yeah, and I keep saying that they split it up so when we get to the Final Four, they don't go, oh my gosh, all four of these teams are from the same
right.
league. At least now they can say, well, this team's from League One,
well,
and this team's from League Three,
right.
And you know that maybe sounds a little bit better for them, but it really doesn't matter if it's the same teams. This Northern Colorado area has just dominated this 2A level for so long at this point, you know, going back to when Faith Christian was the team to beat. And ever since they kind of fell off when Blair Hubbard left there,
sure.
It has been dominated by this area in that 2A level.
Boy, there's no doubt about that. Look at University. They're going to have a bye next week. So this is one. They're just going to leave it on the field tonight, I'm sure. Try to get whatever they can against the Reds. But as we said, Casey Doss has had found ways to dial it up against the Reds and be terrific. They almost and probably should have beaten them. In fact, Eaton had outscored them 10-0 in the fourth quarter in the regular season game here a year ago. And then out in Eaton in the playoff game, 39-24 was the final. But, boy, oh, boy, that game was back and forth. I mean, University made the Reds go to the mat in that playoff game, and all they've done is win two state championships. So whatever University does against the Reds, they've got to keep that up here tonight because they're outmanned.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, you can put the best game plan together, but if you don't have the kids that can execute that game plan at the level that you need them to, it still is a tough night for them.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, we'll come back in a moment. When we do come back on the Martin Marietta pregame show here, Mike and I will take a look around Northern Colorado tonight's games and take a look at Friday and Saturday's lineup as well on the local scene. We'll do that when we come back. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, University, and Eaton tonight. 7 o'clock is our J9 Agency's opening kickoff, so we're nearing that point right now. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to Tom Roach High School. Tom Roach Field, I should say. University High School. We're moments away from the national anthem here, so we'll get to it. Other games tonight locally. Platte Valley goes to Weld Central tonight. Maybe we get a look and see what Platte Valley's made of tonight. Weld Central might be one of the, believe it or not, might be one of the best teams on their schedule, at least outside of Eaton, maybe.
Yeah, and that was one of those, like, Weld Central is one of those teams that I kind of look at that it's kind of maybe they're the team that can compete with University in this league that University's in also.
Yeah, we'll see, too. Grandview goes to Fossil Ridge as well tonight. We had the game Fossil Ridge last Thursday night, that 36-35 win against Loveland last week. We had senior quarterback Tyler Kubot on the program with Clark and the coach today, so talk to senior about that effort. So we'll find out. One of the best quarterbacks in the state, and that's a fun team to watch play football.
Yeah, they can throw it all over the yard with Kubot, but that's a game, Fossil Ridge, you hang out with the number three team, Grandview.
That's right.
Yeah, if you
Final
hang
four
out
team
with
last year, number yeah. three in the poll right now.
Yep, you hang out with them in yeah, this
absolutely.
Game, and Start. Everybody kind of raises yep. their eyebrows a little bit.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. So we'll see. Band's coming up here, I think, to approach the sideline and get ready to do the national anthem, so we'll send it out there when they do. In the meantime, Friday night schedule, number 12 Severance takes on number 9 Green Mountain. Number 4 Erie will go to Mullen and play there, coming off a loss, Erie is. Loveland, the number 9 team, they're off the loss against Fossil Ridge. They'll go to Mountain View, take on Steve Fry's club across the way. Here's the anthem coming up. We'll take a break. Come back. The J9 Agency's opening kickoff is moments away. UH and Eaton right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to University High School tonight. Tom Roach Field as Eaton and University, the two great rivals, get together, start to bang heads tonight. See who comes out ahead. Both teams 0-1 off losses. University losing 24-0 at Delta. It's a long ride to come up 24-0 empty. And for the Reds, going to the Classical Academy down in the Springs and losing 19-60. So we'll see what that looks like for both of these teams. Both 0-1. On the season. Reds have won 8 in a row in the series. Last year, a couple of games that Mike and I talked about, both really close ball games. 27-20 at UH here. Eaton gets the win by 7, but they trailed by 10 heading to the fourth quarter, so they had to produce some magic there. And then in the playoffs, although at a 39-24 final score, it was a back-and-forth ball game. University really played well and pushed the Reds to the limit. So last win for Eaton, or against Eaton for University, was in 2013, a 7-6 win right here on this exact field. So we'll find out tonight what we get going forward here. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth as we get to our Buildings by Design Game of the Week. Buildings by Design, a full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or multi-million dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. Mike, it is a warm one tonight here at Tom Roach Field.
Yeah, how one of those nights where, as a coach, you're worried about some of those kids maybe cramping up, that kind of stuff happening on a night like tonight.
Reds won the toss. They deferred. They'll kick the football off here. So Zach Grable, who missed a couple of field goals and an extra point last week. That was the thing last year for the Reds. They had the very steady Jose Lopez doing the kicking. Not only the touchbacks from kickoffs and that, but the extra points and the field goals. Grable's kind of trying to learn it, but from what I hear, they like his possibilities more than Jose Lopez once this season comes to an end.
Yeah, one of those things that's kind of overlooked at the high school level, especially at like the 2A level, is how much a really good kicker can play into the game. If you're kicking touchbacks every night or every time you score or making field goals, stuff like that, that option is huge at this level.
All right, Bulldogs. Looks like one. Is that one? It is. Cole Croissant in the end zone. We'll watch this one go out of the end zone. So Zach Vrabel does exactly what we were talking about. Get this thing through the back of the end zone, put the Bulldogs at the 20-yard line. That's where Logan Getting, the 6'4", 210-pound senior quarterback, will go to work for the Bulldogs here tonight.
Yeah, let's see if Logan can find some help in that backfield on the run game.
Bulldogs outgained in the ball game against Delta by 150 yards. On the other hand, Eaton outgained TCA in their loss, outgained them by about 35 or 40 yards in that one. All right, so Getting on first down, Jacob Cruz, the likely running back to his left on first down here. Getting the sweet swinging outfielder for the baseball team now. Gives it to Cruz on first down, going nowhere. The Reds defense in the backfield on first down, and they stop him for maybe a loss of one at the 17. Well, no, maybe a loss of two here. Call it the 18-yard line. It'll be second and 12.
Great job by the left side of that Eaton defense there. They ran some like motion to try to draw their eyes somewhere else and hand it off underneath, but nobody fooled on that Eaton defense.
Cruz comes out of the ball game now, second down and about 12 and a half here for the Bulldogs. Logan Getting with a full backfield complement. Where does he go? Going to hand a football off? No, it's on the ground instead. Getting goes to cover it and does, but it's another loss. So two plays, Mike, from the offensive side, and it's a loss of about 6 yards in two plays.
Clark, I'm not too sure, but I believe like Cole Croissant actually took the snap. Did he really? On that one. It was kind of like a wildcat look almost with Cole Croissant taking the snap.
Croissant wears number one for University. Getting will wear three. So third down from the 14-yard line. It's going to be third and six here for the University Bulldogs. 24-0 lost to Delta in the opener. Trying to snap an eight-game skid to the Reds here. Third down, 16 for Getting out of the gun. Logan's going to throw. Two steps, looks, going to go down the middle of the field, and that ball is going to be incomplete. Tried to get it on the outside that time.
Was it? Pass intended for Kosick,
they said Wyrick on the pass there. Tried to get it to Croissant. So not sure where Logan Getting went on that play. Maybe they spun him outside. Wyrick threw a pass last week, and it was a pick. So fourth down, minus six in the first three plays for the Bulldogs, and the Reds will get their hands on the football here.
Well, and Clark, if that ball is thrown where his receiver had a chance, that one would have probably been intercepted also.
Kay Gentry stands back at his own 45 here for the Reds. The punt is away, coming up into Bulldog territory at the Bulldog 45, and the ball is on the ground here. Let's see, a big hit. I thought he fumbled. Maybe he didn't. Quickly covers the ball if he did, so no fumble on the play. They get to the 44-yard line of the Reds. A one-yard return after the kick. But look at it, Mike. The Reds already with great field position at the Bulldog 44.
And this is what I worry about for University tonight. Are they going to be able to hold back that Eaton defense enough and find some room on the ground to let the clock go a little bit? This it's 10:47 still left in the first, and Eaton already has the ball on a three and out.
Minute and 13 seconds for the Bulldogs. The first time with the football didn't work out well. All right, Reds from the Bulldog 44, first and 10. Morgan Trivett is the running back here. Up under center goes Walker Martin. Martin on first down, fake handoff. He's going to throw on play action. Wants to go right-hand side down the field. This ball is going to be incomplete. Tried to get it on the outside that time to Austin Martinez, the senior. Inside the 10, good defensive coverage. It'll be second and 10 here for the Reds.
You called it there, Clark. Marcus Loma for University did a fantastic job on defense there. I wish Walker Martin would have pump faked that post route and waited for the wheel route. It was wide open down the sideline.
Zach Vrabel will come to the near side here. Second down. See if they go to Tribbett here. Second down and 10 for the Reds. Walker Martin going to back up and go for the gun here. Send a man in motion. That's Ryder True. And now a flag down before the Reds can get the play in motion. This is going to cost them five, I think.
Good ball. Full start. Offense. 5 yards. Replay second down.
So back it up. Put the ball at the 49-yard line. Second and 15 here for the Reds.
Second down and 15 for Eaton.
Walker Martin, 8 of 13 last week against TCA, 151 yards, couple of touchdowns and one pick. They go to Tribbett, right-hand side, fake handoff. Instead, Martin has room to run and goes down to about the 40-yard line before he's out of bounds. They're going to mark his foot out of the 41. So they need the 34. Call it third and about seven coming up here for the Reds.
Makes it a little bit more manageable there after the zone read play. Good job by Walker Martin reading that defensive end. He really crushed down.
So third and seven, see what the Reds do. Are they in two-down territory? Might be here. Martin's going to pitch it. This is going to be Tribbett. Good move outside, and Morgan takes it down to the 36, but he's short of a first down. But on fourth and about two, that wouldn't surprise me if Zach Lemon says, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, with this high-powered offense that they have, I would definitely see him going for this one. Baxley there for University does a really good job from his linebacker spot, sweeping in there to make that tackle.
One of four sacks on the club last week, Kean Baxley. All right, fourth and two for the Reds. Big time defensively here for the Bulldogs if they can get a stop. Thought maybe they'd go to True, but Ryder goes to the right side as a wingback here. Tribbett's the only running back. Martin's going to go to Tribbett up the middle. He drops the football on the ground. Doesn't matter who has it because they're not going to get the first down anyway. Nice big stop for the University Bulldogs there, and they'll get the football back at their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, they just tried to run a straight-ahead dive there like an ISO with True leading the way from that wing spot, but nothing there. I don't think they would have got it even if he didn't fumble.
Interesting for a guy like Morgan Tribbett who fumbles right there. You don't have any time to go think about it, or you got to go right back and play defense now.
Yeah, that's at that 2A level. You're right back on there.
All right, Dogs go to work again. It's Weirich at quarterback again. Where do they go? Weirich's going to give it off on the left-hand side. Paxton Daggett takes the football out on the left-hand side, and the Reds string it out nicely. Looks like no gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. Paxton Daggett is a senior. Three catches last week for 82 yards, and he takes the handoff here. So we see the junior, Johnny Weirich, playing quarterback so far.
Yeah, kind of a surprise. Trying to look and see where Getting is, if he's out there maybe at a receiver spot or if he's just on the sideline here.
I think was that him that just came off, or is that Baxley on the very end of the...
No, that is Getting on the sideline there.
Maybe they're getting him outside. Logan caught a bunch of balls last year, so if Weirich can throw, they get Getting outside. Maybe it gives them more options. Here they go, second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Foot handoff here. I think it's Jacob Cruz who takes it. Goes to the 39-yard line. Maybe a couple there. So going to be third down and 8 here for University. Three and out their first time with the football. They're trying to avoid that for a second straight time here.
This is the kind of situation where I'm sure Eaton has kind of noticed that Getting is not in at quarterback. Maybe you're going to bring a little extra pressure on this one, expecting them to throw on a third and 8.
Third down 8 for the Bulldogs on 39-yard line. Reds defense trying to stock them down for the second time in a football game here. No score. Weirich waits for the snap. Johnny's got it. Back to throw he goes. Looking. He wants to go long. This is for Logan Getting. He turns. Makes the catch at about the 32-yard line and spins out of bounds. Okay. Maybe that's why they've got Getting out there. Terrific throw and a great catch. Bulldogs first and 10 at the Red 31.
Yeah, here they go in business a little bit, just finding ways to get Logan Getting the ball at this point, putting him out as a single receiver to one side, trips to the other. He's in man-to-man coverage on that side and is able to out-duel the corner for the ball.
So Getting the catch moves the football to the 31 of the Reds right here.
Clark, I look down there and I see Benson Hood at that cornerback spot for Eaton, and he's got a big club on his one hand. Seems like that'd be tough to do as a defensive back and play with that club.
No doubt. First down before they can get the playoff here, flags come in. And this should go against the Bulldogs. It does. False start, so it'll cost them 5. It'll be first and 15 from the 36-yard line of the Reds. Boy, how big would it be for University tonight to get an advantage in this game?
Yeah, if they can take the lead, this is the kind of thing that they need to do, though. And try to eat up as much clock as they can and put points on the board. I think that's the recipe for them winning this game.
Second down coming up for the Bulldogs here. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins. AMCO of Loveland putting the care back into car care. Got you covered in Fort Collins out there on South Mason in Loveland, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, taking care of my family. They'll take care of yours and keep you on the road. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Left-hand pass complete. Daggett's going to take it. Paxton inside the 30 and down to about the 28-yard line. So after a 5-yard penalty, they get about 8 of it there. Second and 7 coming up here for University.
University spreads it out, but they have like a bunch look with the three receivers on the outside. And Eaton really doesn't make any adjustment. They have a cornerback over the top of it, a safety about 10 yards, 12 yards off the line of scrimmage. And that's an easy play to call if you're looking at it from up here in the booth.
Second down, see where the Bulldogs go here. Casey Doss, the coach, 10th year for Casey. 7-5 last year, two Final Four teams. Played the semifinal game at Eaton High School, 39-24 Reds last year. And both lose their opener this year. That pass complete. Kean Baxley, the catch. He's down to about the 24-yard line. Not enough for the first down. So now they're going to be third and about three.
It seems like University's kind of figured out what Eaton is doing defensively here. They spread them out there, man coverage all the way across the board. They put a guy in motion, and it takes the linebacker inside more, opens up that quick slant on the outside.
So one of the changes right off the bat tonight is Johnny Weirich starting at quarterback spot and getting Logan Getting on the outside. So already worked to one big play and a first down for the Dogs. See what they do here. Third down, call it 2 from about the 23-yard line. Just outside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. Weirich wants the football from the gun. Johnny to throw over the middle. It's almost intercepted. They wanted to go that time. University did. To Chase Heck, the tight end out over the middle. It's a great defensive player, as Mike talked about in the Martin Marietta pregame show. And at that time, the Reds just closed in on him, incomplete.
Yeah, and that thing was so close. Trent Salberg had that thing slip right through his hands.
Solly's the guy. 2-6 picks for Salberg last year for the Reds. Ball Hawk City out there. So big play here. Big play for the Reds defense. Fourth down and 2 for University at the 23-yard line of the Reds.
Here's that kind of wildcat look with Croissant in at the quarterback.
There it is. Cole Croissant stands ready to take the football. Does. Tries to go up the middle now. He's hit. I don't think he got there, Mike. I think he's short. They needed 2, and I think Cole got 1.
And that's something about those kind of wildcat plays where you put somebody else in there at that quarterback spot. Everybody expects you that you're just going to run the ball somewhere. Eaton kind of jams up the offensive line, and there's nowhere for him to go.
So they will turn it over on downs here. Ball belongs to the Reds at the 22-yard line, we'll call it. Missed it by a yard. So good things for University is they were able to move the ball and get a couple of first downs in there. The bad thing is they're not able to finish. Last week inside the 10, 4 times, no points. Already once inside the 30, and nothing to show for it here so far today.
And, you know, when I was coaching, that was something a couple of years where we had some issues with red zone scoring. You can't always rely on those 40 or 50-yard plays to get you into the end zone.
All right, Reds will go to work. Walker Martin and company here. On first down, where are they going to go? Spin it outside. This is Austin Martinez. Takes the football to the 27 and is dropped on the outside there. Got a quick 4. Martinez did not have a carry last week. 3 catches for 50 yards.
With the carry there for the Reds. Picks up 5, it looks like.
Was I wrong, or was that 20?
That was 22, I guess.
Yeah, 22 is D'Angelo Rosas. That's right. Rosas is 22. Martinez is 10. Yeah, get that right, Clark. So D'Angelo Rosas, who did have some carries for the Reds last year. In fact, we can look that up here in a sec. Give them 5 on first down. Where do they go now? They go on the right-hand side again to Rosas, and D'Angelo Rosas goes for a loss on this play. He lost a couple. So it's going to be third down coming up here for the Reds.
And that's an interesting look on that play. You kind of have almost you're going to hand it off underneath, and Ryder True's kind of in a pitch relationship with the guy you're handing the ball off to. He's really not doing anything to help you go forward.
D'Angelo, 40 carries, 191 yards, almost 5 yards a carry and a touchdown last year. Here's Walker Martin, the Arkansas, going down the middle. That's a beautiful pass up in the air to make the catch is Tate Smith, and that's a first down. That's an Arkansas guy to a Oklahoma State guy coming up in the next year.
Yeah, just a simple seam route out of the tight end. He just stays inside the cover two safety. Wide open, great throw by Walker Martin there.
Put the ball down inside the 40-yard line of University here at the 38 for the Reds. Boy, they got the long and lanky Zach Grabel, and then you've got Tate Smith, who's a big, big tight end. A couple of big targets for Walker Martin, and now might have pulled off the Bulldog defense. Their 5-yard penalty against UH. Mark it down to about the 33-yard line and call it first and five here for the Reds.
Yeah, there's no height or weight for Tate Smith here on our roster, but, man, he looks like a big boy from up here in the booth.
4.5 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Reds and the Bulldogs. Outside with it is D'Angelo Rosas. Takes the football inside the 25 and down close to the 20-yard line. So nice little run on the outside there. He gets about 13, 14 yards on it. They'll put it at the 21-yard line, and it's a first down for the Reds.
Eaton on that right side where they ran it to, they have like a wing and they have a tight end, and then they have a receiver split out, and the tight end and the wing kind of shut off anybody from the inside. The receiver gets a good block on the corner.
First down, Reds just outside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. Martin's going to throw left-hand side. It's caught outside the numbers here. Is that Salberg making the catch there for Eaton?
That pass was complete to Trent Salberg.
Yep. Yeah, Salberg. It is Salberg, who's wearing four.
For a loss on the play, he's going to bring up a second.
They lose maybe a yard. He just got the ball and kind of feet came out from underneath him. And a loss on the play.
And some of these plays for Eaton, it's kind of uncharacteristic. They just kind of look out of sorts on offense here.
Second down, about 13 here after a loss of three for the Reds. Martin, fake handoff, wants to throw. Looking at Ryder True on the right side now. Going to go downfield, and this pass is going to be caught in the end zone, and that's a touchdown.
Yeah, just a corner route there. Walker Martin's able to get it over the top.
It's Blaskowski with the catch. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a single-digit number. I couldn't see being in that far corner over there. I thought it was three. It very well could have been eight, though.
That's what they announced here.
But a great throw there by Walker Martin on the corner route over the top of a safety that was coming flying up to try to cover Tate Smith on the out route.
Joey Blaskowski, at least that's what they said. Extra point is on the way by Grable, and it is good. And we will get to take a break here. So the Reds jump out on top with 3:24 left to play. First quarter, 7-0 Reds will take this timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to University High School. Preps Radio Game of the Week brought to you by Buildings by Design. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Reds 7-0, and Grable knocks this one out of the end zone. So we'll go to work, the Bulldogs will, from the 20-yard line. Right now we'll get our C&H Solution scoring summary as the Reds draw first blood.
Eaton takes over on their own 22-yard line. It took them 7 plays, and they get down with the Blaskowski 24-yard touchdown catch from Walker Martin. 2:47 off the clock. That is the C&H Solution scoring summary.
It was a good play for the Reds. I mean, Martin rolling out had a couple options. He had Ryder True. He had Grable going shorter and then found Blaskowski towards the goal line. So big throw.
And that's a concept that every team in football has. You run a guy into the flats. You run a guy about 12 yards and out, and then you have a corner over the top. You just flood that zone and hope somebody makes a mistake.
All right, Bulldogs' Johnny Weirich will go back to work here at the quarterback spot. 7-0. They trail the Reds here, and here's a flag. This is probably going to be a false start.
Good ball. False start.
Yep.
Offense.
Already the Bulldogs shooting themselves in the foot there. They'll have first and 15 from their own 15 now.
I'm sure they've practiced with Weirich in there at quarterback, but his cadence may be a little bit different. They've had a few false starts here to start the game.
All right, 91 degrees outside when we started the ball game. It's 191 inside the building. And what was cold water is now boiling. Back to throw here. Weirich's going to throw it out. Left-hand side pass is caught out over the 20-yard line to about the 22-yard line.
Weirich's pass was complete there to Chase Heck.
Yeah, Chase Heck, the tight end, made the catch and dove ahead. So it's about seven. It's going to be second down and eight here coming up for the Dogs.
I like Weirich's movement in the pocket there. He gets a little pressure right in his face. He's able to kind of move backwards but keep his feet set so he can get rid of that ball.
All right, put it at the Bulldog 22-yard line. They need the 30 for the first down. Second down and eight here for UH. They trail 7-0 in the football game. Both of these teams trying to keep from going 0-2 after week one losses. Weirich fake handoff and now gives it out on the left-hand side. I think it's Cruz, and here comes a penalty, likely in the area of holding. Maybe Cruz gets a yard, but the penalty is going to be the big factor here. It is holding against the Bulldogs, so mark them back again. They've had a number of penalties here in the first quarter.
Well, and I'm sure it's hard for University, the speed of that Eaton defense side to side. It seems like you talk about that every year that you watch an Eaton team, but side to side defensively, they are so fast. If those linemen get to that linebacker a little bit late, they have to try to do everything possible to stop him from making the play. Sometimes you get away with holding, and sometimes you don't, like there.
All right, a couple of plays, and they ran 12 seconds off the clock, so we will get rocking and rolling here again. Ball is in at the 14-yard line now. Second down and 16 here for the Dogs. Weirich out of the gun. Johnny back to throw down the middle of the field, picked off Solberg. He had six last year. He gets this one inside the 20. Solberg left-hand side inside the 10, the 5. He's going to score. Touchdown, Reds. About a 35-yard pick return, pick six for Trent Solberg. He had six picks for the Reds last year. Gets his first and puts it into the end zone here, 13-0 Reds.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if Solberg will have an easier interception on the year. That one is just kind of throwing down the middle of the field where there's not really a receiver at all. And Solberg's able to grab it and then kind of weave his way through all the University offensive players.
There was a hold on the play. The Bulldogs' offense was charged with holding, so it's declined by the Reds. 13-0 now. Must be down around 2 minutes, Mike. Can you see that scoreboard?
It's 2:04.
There we go. So 13-0 Reds. Grable will try to make it 14-0. And this is exactly what the Bulldogs didn't want to do. They didn't score that opening drive, the drive they got down inside the Reds' 30. And we were saying it'd be a big advantage if they get on the board first. Now they're down two scores. Snap plays down. Grable's kick is on the way. Looks good, and it is good. So 2:04 left to go here in the first quarter. The Reds have scored twice. It's 14-0 Eaton over University. We'll take this timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, just over 2 minutes to go. First quarter here at University High School, 14-0. The Eaton Reds in front. Zach Grable's going to kick it off right here, and the Bulldogs have got to, although they've moved the ball, Mike, they just have to figure out a way to get in the end zone because the Reds look like they're going to have some options tonight.
Yeah, University has a few first downs, the one big play with the pass to Getting. But, yeah, they got to find a way, as I talked about for one of their keys, is they have to maintain the ball and eat up clock and score points,
sure.
And it's just not happening so far.
Thank you to our official restaurant of Preps Radio. That is A&W in Eaton. Check them out, folks. Third Thursday of each month, they've got cruise night out there, so I think they've got one more here in September coming up, so jump on out there for that. Also, you love A&W, but you don't want to jump out. A&W in Eaton has Uber Eats. Give Uber Eats a call for your A&W delivered at home. 7 a.m. to 9, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My good friends at A&W in Eaton. All right, well, Johnny Weirich on first down spins it outside here. Gets the football to Alex Molina. And Molina's a senior. Had three carries for 13 yards last week. He gets about five or six here, Mike, but there is another flag down. Could this be another UH penalty?
Yeah, I think it's going to be holding right in that same area again.
tomorrow night, folks. Mike will be off. We'll have Daniel Alamon checking in, who's on the sideline tonight for the Reds. He'll be in with me tomorrow night, Resurrection Christian and Orangewood Christian out at Resurrection Christian High School. Orangewood Christian's a team in from Florida to take on Bob Mox Cougars. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, our J9 agencies. Opening kickoff. This is against the Reds.
Yeah, you don't hear an illegal block in the back against the defense
no,
very often.
It's a big one. This is about a 400-yard penalty. Look at it. Brings it all the way out to the 43, and that's a first down for UH.
Yeah, you get 10 yards from the spot of where it happened. So just an odd one there, a block in the back on the defense.
Anybody listening in the audience right now, I'd pay you $5 for an ice cold Coke. Just saying. All right, 44-yard line, first down. Weirich out of the gun, two backs behind him, lost the football, knocked on the ground. Reds are going to pick it up here. I think they finally gathered it. They did at the 28-yard line of UH. Boy, Mike, you find a couple successful plays, and then you cough it up, and the Reds are in business again.
Yeah, and just kind of bobbled the snap around, and then by the time he's about to get a handle on it, the Eaton defense is in there and just slaps it out of his hands. You know, one of those things for Eaton is just fall on that thing at that point. Not worth trying to pick it up and allowing University to grab it.
Second time in a row that the Bulldogs have given away the football with a penalty against themselves, so declined again this one by the Reds, and the Reds will take over. Put it down at the, call it the 28-yard line here of University. But the Reds score here, Mike, 21-0, and we're just getting toward the tail end of the first quarter.
Yeah, 1:30 left here in the first quarter. Whew. And if I'm Eaton right here, I take a shot into
stick
the end
in.
Zone, try to just put this one down.
Yeah, and they've got the weapons for it, there's no doubt. Got Morgan Tribbett in the slot on the right side. Solberg all the way to the near side here. Now Morgan Tribbett goes in motion. Where are they going to go with the football? Give it to Martinez. Or rather,
Rosas.
And D'Angelo Rosas takes the football inside the 25 to the 23. And here Rosas comes late Laundry. This can't be against University or Casey Doss is going to blow his top.
We have one in the backfield there. And then there's one kind of where the play ended also. So probably a couple of different penalties here.
They'll take a look at that. No question about it. Thank you to the J9 agencies. The handshake may not go as far as it used to, but at the J9 agencies, it surely does. Call J9 agencies. Terry Gertz, she'll get you going for your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. It's J9 Insurance, J9 Crop Insurance. All right, figure it out today, refs. Let's go.
We had a live ball foul hold on the offense after the play. We had an unsportsmanlike on the defense.
Yep, first down. So if everybody heard that on the referee, Mike, 10-yard penalty against the Reds during the play, a hold. After the play, dead ball against UH for a late hit or unnecessary roughness. And so they'll go back 10, ahead 15 for the Reds, and it's a first down. So put the football all the way down where it about the, well, where now they're going to go back, they're going to go forward. This referee's all over the field. He ought to stop over there at Wing Shack and get an order of wings while he's there.
Yeah, he started marking it off from where the play ended, but he's got to mark it off the first penalty from where it happened. And then the dead ball one is going to be an automatic first down because of the odd sportsmanlike conduct. So
he's been all over the field here. Yep. They'll mark it at the 24-yard line finally, and the Reds have a first and 10.
He's got a few extra steps he's got to get in, so he was trying to do it there.
All right, first down, Reds, 24-yard line of University. Just over a minute to play here in the first quarter. 14-0 Reds. Martin calling out the signals, going to give it to Morgan Tribbett. Right-hand side, trying to get outside the numbers here, and is tackled outside at about the 21-yard line. So it's a gain of about four or so. They need the 19 for a first down. It's going to be second and about four for the Reds here.
And that was Baxley again for University, kind of sliding in there to make that tackle. He's gotten all over the field from his linebacker spot.
So third down, Reds now. Third and about 3.5. Martin going to give it a Tribbett, right-hand side. Morgan digging for a spot close to the first down, but short of it. And the Reds are going to have fourth down now and about a yard and a half or so. And let's see if they go to Grable for a field goal try or if they just try to smash this ahead and get the first down.
You see the big guy, True, coming in at tailback here. It's one of those ones where you just give it to the big guy and let him run people over.
When Tanner, his brother, was here, they called it the tank formation. Here they go to True. No, fake handoff. Outside the numbers, trying to get there is Walker Martin. He's hit, spins out of a tackle, and I don't think he made it. Got to about the 20-yard line. That was great defense staying at home by the Bulldogs there.
Yeah, they did a good job of not falling for the read play. They were thinking the same thing, giving it to Ryder True right up the gut, but he pulls it thinking they would fool him, but it didn't work.
So fourth down, right, that was fourth down, and the Reds give it up. So University is going to get it done, and I think we're done with a quarter, are we?
Yep.
14-0 Reds at the end of one. They don't capitalize on that turnover. They'll give the ball back to University as we start the second quarter. We'll come back with the J9 Agency's opening second quarter play when we come back. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Second quarter underway. Johnny Weilrich wants to throw the football. You're incomplete down the right side, trying to get it to Cole Croissant. And it goes incomplete, so it'll be second down and 10 coming up. It was forgetting. I take that back. Logan on the far side that time was double covered.
Yeah, great coverage by the cornerback. Talked about him earlier. Has the club on, so he's got to do a really good job of putting himself in a good position, and he was there. Benson Hood.
He's got the club. He will not be. He will not be stolen.
No, he will not.
All right, 19-yard line. That tells you how old I am. I haven't seen a commercial for the club in a while. That's a lot of years ago. Second down and 10, University, their own 19-yard line here. 14-0 Reds in front, beginning moments of the second quarter here at Tom Roach Field at University High School. And now the referees are going to stop this for what?
Timeout, University.
Timeout. Casey Doss needs to spend one there, didn't like what he was looking at. So we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Just into the second quarter here, Reds 14, University nothing. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Second quarter here at the Tom Roach Field, University High School, 11 minutes, 53 seconds to go. 7 seconds into the second quarter, that's it. Here is the hand up the middle, no gain. On second and 10 for the Bulldogs there. They've got to, and Mike, you talked about it, one of the keys to the game, find a way to run the football.
Yeah, they have to find a way to run the football, and it's not happening so far. If you take away the one long Logan Getting pass play, they're probably looking at about maybe 25 or 30 yards of offense at this point. Luckily, Eaton's not been taking advantage of the field position and putting the ball in the end zone. They should be up 28-0 probably.
Half of that so far for the Reds, 14-0. Third down, 13 here for Johnny Weirich and the Bulldogs. Weirich's going to throw. Dump it out left-hand side. This is going to be picked off. Oh, it's dropped. Trying to make the play. Court Sanger had it right in his mitts, and it goes incomplete. He wants that one back.
Yeah, you know, I just said that maybe the last interception was the easiest one that he would have, but that one may have even been easier just drop that one right in his hands.
Solberg's had one. He's had Sanger's
sorry,
had one.
Yeah, Solberg earlier.
But still, there's two plays that you're talking about. Boom.
Yep.
Well, got to give Solberg a break, though, because he did have a pick six.
He did, yep.
So we'll give him the out on the second one. Bulldogs will punt it away from their own 17-yard line here. Means Cade Gentry stands back near midfield.
Once again, Eaton should start with the ball inside University territory.
It's Weirich will do the punting, I believe. Now they get Cole Croissant to come running onto the field late. Still waiting on the snap from center. There it is. Kick is away. Gentry's going to take this one, his own 47-yard line. Midfield, the 45, inside the 40, left side the 30. Still on his feet and down and out of bounds. Where are they going to mark him? Inside the 30. At about the 29-yard line, and that's where the Reds are going to go to work. However, back on the 45-yard line, probably a hold or a block in the back here against the Reds.
Yeah, it's a lot of times on those big punt returns, you get one of those flags where there was one block that's really sprung him open, and it's going to bring it back.
Third to play, holding, return team.
And they'll mark it off from the 45. So it's the Reds, instead of starting from the UH-29, are going to start from their own 45-yard line here. 26-yard difference. That makes in starting position. Reds lead 14-0 in the ballgame. Don't forget, at halftime, we'll get to our Journey Homes halftime show tomorrow night. On Friday night, we'll have our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. We'll have some out-of-town scoreboard for you tonight, but the big one runs on Friday nights here, folks. On Friday Night Lights, you get all the scores from around northern Colorado, thanks to Journey Homes. And then, of course, the Journey Homes halftime show. Kyle Johnson will be back in the studio tomorrow night and have all the scores for you. Limited local games tonight outside of ours, Platte Valley and Weld Central tonight. Grandview, number three team in the state in 5A, playing at 1-0 Fossil Ridge tonight. Big one out at Timnath High School. Martin's going to throw here. Down he goes. Ball's on the ground. Did he get it back or UH got it? The Bulldogs got it. It's a hit, a fumble, a strip sack, and the Bulldogs have the football.
Yeah, I'm really surprised by this Eaton offense. Just not typical of them to be as out of sorts as they seem right here. They're having trouble getting the running game going. They've got a few runs here and there, but nothing like what we were used to seeing.
Well, University needed that. Now they need to get down the field and stick it in the end zone. Four times inside the Delta 10 last week, no points. One big long drive so far here where they got down inside the red 30 and came away empty. Now they start this one from the red 39-yard line. Weirich will go back to work with Jacob Cruz, the junior, to his right. Chase Heck comes back into the ballgame now. He'll line up as a tight end on the right side. First down, red 39. Weirich, two-step drop. Rush comes, throws it, complete over the middle. Think it's Logan Getting with the football. Inside the 30, still on his feet, down to about the 28-yard line.
And that's what I would like to see out of that University offense, is make those throws easy for Weirich. Just a drag route by the tight end, able to hit him, not having to throw it down the sideline on a deep pass.
It wasn't Getting either. It was Chase Heck, the tight end, from that right side, just came over the left side and got the pass from Johnny Weirich there. So put it down at the 28-yard line. That's a first and 10 here for UH, and now a timeout on the field. I think the Reds are going to use one.
University.
That's
their second timeout of the half.
Second one that Casey Doss has taken here in the second half, so we'll get a chance to step aside right now with 10:18 to play here in the first half. It is 14-0 Reds in front. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to University High School. Weirich's going to throw right-hand side in the corner, and that ball is going to be intercepted. The Reds have picked it off inside the five-yard line.
That's my guy over there, the club, with the interception.
Is that Hood?
I think it is.
Benson Hood. Yep. How about Benson Hood? Great job defensively that time.
And I'll tell you, if you're a defensive back playing with a club, you better make sure you're in the right spot all the time, and so far so good for been a little sloppy here for a couple of semifinal teams from last year.
All right, let's see. We'll call it the 3-yard line here for the Reds. 14-0 lead, so Bulldogs have twice had it in Reds territory and unable to put anything on the scoreboard. Hand up the middle, probably Morgan Tribbett, but they're 3 miles from where we are right now, so I think that said 27. He takes it out to about the 6, maybe the 5-yard line. Now it's Ryder True on the carry, 44. Gain of 2, second down, 8 Reds here. All All right, Reds will go back to work here. Under center is Walker Martin at the far end of the field. He's rolling out to the right side, going to keep it here. Tries to put his head down, go to the 10-yard line, and that's about all right there. Need the 13 for a first down here, so the Reds are going to be sitting third and three.
I almost think that was just a quarterback bootleg there. That's a design run play with the lead blockers he had. Just trying to get themselves away from the goal line.
All right, Reds with the football now. Third down, about three. From the 10, Martin, a fake handoff, left-hand side. Going to keep it. Did he get there? No. Well, maybe. Referee walking it in. The linesman from the side right at about where the stick is. But, Mike, you're shaking your head. You think he's short.
There's some Eaton players saying, yeah, we got it. Some University players saying, no, you didn't. But
I
would think they're a little bit short, yeah.
Some put the fist up, so fourth down for the Reds. Boy, you don't take a chance on fourth and less than a yard, do you? You're on your own 11-yard line.
If you do, you better get up under center and just QB sneak this thing. Looks like that's where they're going.
Ryder True is in behind Walker Martin. Martin's going to back up into the he might pooch kick it here. Let's see. Nobody back for UH. Snap back, and he will. Quick kick. Downfield's going to bounce at the 40 and go all the way out to about the 43-yard line. So UH will have good field position, but the Reds have been able to stop him so far here in this football game. All right, on an extremely warm night in Greeley, we want to thank some of our great sponsors. Our stadium scoreboard sponsor, that's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front. Don't look for the Gould Parts sign. Alan Gould is great staff. Any part you need, big car part, truck part, machine part, they'll get it for you. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Big sponsor of everything we do, seemingly, at Preps Radio. And thank Alan and his great staff for making our shows and our broadcast possible. It is Gould Parts, 454-3355.
University's going to use their third timeout here.
Wow, how about that?
They were missing a lineman.
Don't we have a bunch of time left in this quarter? Can you see the clock?
It's still 8:01 left.
Holy cow. 8:01 left to go in a second quarter that's just stuck in the mud here. 14-0, Reds in front. Tune in tomorrow. Clark and the coach at 10 o'clock. Myself, Bruce Dick. We will have our weekend preview. Bruce and I will take a look at the big games coming up. We'll do that at halftime, too, here. Just at least go over our scoreboard, our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. All that coming up for you in the Journey Homes halftime show. Then tomorrow night, Resurrection Christian and Orangewood Christian out of Florida. 7 o'clock, J9 Agencies kickoff tomorrow night. All right, 43-yard line, first and 10. After all that time, we're finally getting this play going here. And he can't get it off, and there's a flag down. You know, that's got to just absolutely frost a coach. You take a timeout. You take a timeout. You go to the sideline. You have all this time, and what do? You come out and false start. That's just lack of concentration.
Yeah, you would watching this game, you would almost think, like, oh, this is the first game of the season. Yeah. Everybody's a little rusty, haven't had that game experience. But both these teams have played a game, and we're still getting that.
Number of penalties for both teams, but Casey Doss can't be thrilled with what they're doing offensively tonight. 48-yard line now of the Reds. It's first down, 15. They need the 33 for a first down here. Weirich with a full group of running backs there. Or is it Croissant? It's Croissant, actually, with the ball. Wildcat. Cole cuts it back up the middle. He's hit by Ryder True. And down he goes at about the 47. So give him a yard. Be second down here at about 14.
And a great job by True of staying in his gap. Croissant's working outside. Has to cut back in. But Ryder True is right there filling that lane.
Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard has Platte Valley up 7-0 against Weld Central. Grandview and Fossil Ridge, the other big one in the area tonight, a big 5A battle between number three Grandview and Fossil Ridge, who's sitting around the 15 mark right now. And no score last we checked in that ball game as well. And there is a university player down. Are we under 7 minutes left?
7:42.
Holy cow. The last 38 seconds on the scoreboard have taken 20 minutes.
One other score from around our area right now, Clark. Timnath having a rough go at halftime. They're down 50-0 to the Academy.
Oh, my Lord, how about that? Timnath last week, minus 6 yards total offense in the ballgame. I think they had minus 34 yards passing the football. Those were sacks. And then I think 28 yards rushing.
Yeah, you just got to hope that those freshmen and sophomores stay motivated to want to keep playing.
Well, that's exactly it.
And it'll all pay off in a couple of years.
Yep.
When they have all that experience.
That's a lot to do early. I mean, freshmen and sophomores, Severance at least waited until they had juniors in the varsity program before they took the field. University player, we'll get a number for you here in a sec.
I think that may be a 64, Clark. That would be Bryson Nichols.
Offensive lineman, I assume, coming off on a limp there. All right, University will have second down now. Put the football at the 48-yard line. Take that back. 47-yard line. Of Eaton, University with a second down and 14 here. Cole Croissant is in at the quarterback again. Rolls right with the football, going to throw it. Right-hand side, pass is caught inside of the 40-yard line. Hit there and dropped. It's a gain of about 7 yards.
And Clark, I love watching Benson Hood play cornerback out there. He gets himself in the correct spot a lot of the times. And then there he reads the play that's a little pass to the flat. And he's not a big guy, but he comes in and he kind of lays the wood with a great form tackle. Gets him down low around the waist and just keeps his feet driving through.
Well, I learned something today. I am going to, if I'm ever cold, I'm just going to come to this building.
Yeah, if we continue to have early games here, we'll bring a box fan or something.
It's at least 20 degrees hotter in this room than it is outside right now. I'm trying to figure it out. Here we go, man in motion. That's Paxton Daggett. They're going to hand it off to him on the end sweep here. Inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line, and that's all. They need the 33, so it's going to be fourth and about five here for UH.
And you don't see that a lot of teams do jet sweep into the boundary there. University on the right hash mark and run jet sweep to the right. Not a lot of room for that guy to get turned upfield.
So big play for the Bulldogs coming up right here. They're down 14-0. They'd like to do something to kind of trigger some momentum here. Fourth down and five, 38-yard line of the Reds. See what they do here. Wyrick barking out the signals. Johnny's back to throw. Steps up now into pocket. Down the middle with a pass. It's going to be incomplete, almost intercepted. Solberg over there looking for interception number two on the night. And Trent at least able to bat it away.
I'm sure he's not thinking about it, but it's almost better that he drops that one because they're going to move and have a little bit better field position because he was falling down as he was going to catch it.
Turnover on downs right there.
Broken up by Trent Solberg for the Reds. It's going to be a turnover on down and a first down for Eaton.
All right, Reds will take over at their own 38-yard line, first down and 10. Here, 14-0, Reds in front. Why don't we get a CNH Solutions scoring summary? What have we got? How did the Reds score twice, Mike?
So the Reds scored on the Laskowski 24-yard touchdown catch from Walker Martin. That was a drive that took seven plays. And then they had the Solberg interception return for a touchdown. That was about a 35-yard return. That is the CNH Solutions scoring summary.
All right, 38-yard line. Reds will go to work first and 10 here. Handoff up the middle here, and it is I believe Morgan Tribbett will take the football to about the 42-yard line. So give him four on first down. It'll be second and six. Just feel like we're playing in quicksand here, kind of, at least offensively.
Yeah, lots of drives that are, you know, three, four, five plays, and then the other team takes over.
Second down and six for the Reds. Walker Martin up under center this time. Two backs in the backfield, and they're going to give it to the second back through. Rosas or Tribbett? It's Tribbett with the carry, and Morgan takes the football to about only, well, where are they going to put it here? The 42-yard line, short of the first down. It'll be third and about a yard here. I take that back. They need the 48. Third down and about six here. Walker Martin out of the gun on third and six. Walker's going to throw, now being flushed out of the pocket. He's got to run. Looking, going to throw downfield. Zach Grable there to make the catch inside the 40. Down to the 35. Grable still on his feet. And down to the 31-yard line goes big Zach Grable. Good job by Walker Martin out of the pocket last time. This time finds Grable, and it's a first down. The Reds move the sticks.
Yeah, good job of getting some pressure on Walker Martin from the backside. He's able to roll out, though, and then it's that scramble drill for receivers. Grable breaks up the sideline, able to find him open.
All right, 31-yard line. It is first down. D'Angelo Rosas, right-hand side, inside 25, still on his feet, the 20, looking to get a tackle inside the 10, and takes the football down to about the 6-yard line. Rosas for about 24 that time. Great blocking on the outside by the Reds.
And help me out, Clark. Who was the running back for Eaton last year? But Rosas just reminds me a lot more of the running
Ethan
back.
Flores, yeah, was Ethan the Flores, guy for yep. the most part that but ran the ball. You bet.
Rosas kind of reminds me a lot more yep. of the way he ran the ball than, you know, if you have Morgan Tribbett or Ryan
sure.
True back there. You got that speed guy.
Yeah, Tribbett's going to be a banger, no doubt. Rosas, as we said, he had almost 200 yards of offense last year running the football. Here's Walker Martin getting out of trouble. Right-hand side, the 10. Going to try to cut it back inside the 10. Dives for the end zone. Is he there? Touchdown, Reds. Walker Martin. Little 6-yard roll out, and he dives into the end zone. It's 20-0 Reds.
Yeah, just a great job. And it shows how athletic and strong Walker Martin is. There's a guy that's kind of got him wrapped up in the backfield, and he just kind of puts his head on the top of his helmet, pushes him off, able to get loose there.
Extra point coming for the Reds now. .452 to go here in the first half. Extra point on the way by Grable, and it is good. So with just under 5 minutes to play here in the first half, Reds open up a 21-0 lead against University. We'll take a timeout. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. When is a bank more than a bank? When it helps you with financial goals and your community ones as well. When is a bank more than a bank? When it stands for you. TBK Bank SSB, member FDIC. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Reds open a 21-0 advantage. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. It's Mario and Destiny Gomez. Here's Cole Crisant on the return from about his own three. Outside the 20, the number's 25-30. Crisant looking for a block here. Cuts it back at the 40. He's all the way out to the 45-yard line. And there are penalty flags all over the place. There's one a half a mile from here. There's one out on 65th Avenue. There's one over here on the 46-yard line.
There is a flag on
Take your pick.
Yeah, I wonder. The one then around the 20-yard line is probably going to be some sort of block in the back or hold, I would guess. And then the one here on University sideline may just be a sideline warning for University. One of those officials kind of runs down and runs into a coach there. I didn't see any little extracurricular stuff really happening
during
on the sidelines. So.
Legal block in the back on the return team. Half the distance from the goal.
University, another penalty here, so they'll drive it back again. Well, just over 4 minutes to go here in the first half. And Casey Doss's Bulldogs yet to score a point this year, Mike, six quarters.
Yeah, they've had a couple of opportunities where they've had the ball inside Reds territory, but once again, kind of stall out at that point. Where are we going to end up here, around the 10-yard line?
Holy cow. All the way back to the 10. You're down three scores, and you got 90 yards of terra firma in front of you. So let's see what the Bulldogs can do here. Journey Homes halftime show coming up here in moments. We'll get to that, get all the scores for you. Mike will take you through the scoreboard. All right, 10-yard line. We'll go to work here. First down. Wyrick, the quarterback, again, dumps it right-hand side. Pass is caught out of the backfield. Get to the 17-yard line. Maybe a pickup of a quick seven there on the out. Cole Croissant made the catch in a 7-yard pickup.
And if I'm Coach Doss at this point, I keep giving Wyrick those easy little screen throws out there until Eaton makes some sort of adjustment. You're able to get 4, 5, or 6 yards, it seems, every time you try one.
Second and three coming up for the Bulldogs here. Bulldogs have a bye next week, and then on Friday the 16th, Elizabeth will be in town. Here she's pretty good, so should be interesting. A man in motion here for UH. Going to keep the football up the middle. Wyrick trying to go somewhere with it, but not much there. Sophomore Gunner Clary was leading the way for the Reds defensively that time, yeah, along with Morgan Tribbett.
For the Bulldogs, maybe picks up a yard. We'll bring up a third down here for University.
Third and about three or four here for UH.
Haven't seen much out of Wyrick, really, just, you know, a quarter and a half here. But he doesn't seem to bring that same ability to run the ball that Logan Getting did at the quarterback position.
Yep, true. All right, big one for UH to keep the football here. Third down and three. They need the 20. Ball sits at the 17-yard line, their own side of the field here. Wyrick takes the handoff, gives it left-hand side, tries to cut it back. That's a first down for UH. Good run off the left-hand side that time. And for University, it was Alex Molina.
Alexander Molina, with a
Molina is a senior, running back and cornerback on the team. Last week, three carries, 13 yards. He also caught a pass for 7 yards. And that time he's able to get the Bulldogs a new set of downs here out to the 27-yard line. All right, 27-yard line, first down, UH. Back on their own side of the field. They go up the middle. This is Molina again. This time they waylay him. Ryder True comes and puts him down at about the 29-yard line, maybe a couple.
Ryder True made that tackle for the Reds.
That's the last play. It was kind of a power play, but they had to hook that end and push him inside. They were able to bounce outside that time. They had to kick the end out, but Ryder True is filling that hole where the running back's supposed to go.
2:20 to go here and a half. I don't think Casey Doss has a timeout left, Mike.
No, he's used all three of them. A couple of them because people weren't getting on the field when they were supposed to be out there.
That's a lot longer field when they don't have any timeouts. They're 73 yards away from the Reds' end zone right now. Crisanko's in motion here. It's going to be Wyrick on a two-step drop. Down the middle, going to be, oh, it's almost intercepted. Trent Solberg, does he have two?
Just the one.
Just the one.
Yep, he dropped that other
one. That's right. Had another chance coming from that free safety spot.
And Solberg, these defensive backs for Eaton, the way they play, it's fun for me to watch as a former defensive backs coach. Solberg's doing a great job of staying over the top of everybody. And as soon as that ball is in the air, he puts his foot in the ground and makes a break for it. Just a great job. Great technique.
So it'll be third down about 9 here for University. Need the 37-yard line. They sit at their own 28 here. Johnny Wyrick wants the football now, calling out the signals. Takes the snap and goes to throw. Steps up, down the middle of the field, incomplete. Tried to get it to Croissant coming across the field, and Cole unable to get there. So fourth down, and University will kick it away. 21-0 ball game. The Reds are going to get their hands on it.
Yeah, and Eaton has all three of their timeouts left. So 150 with three timeouts is an eternity.
Well, especially if they can get something on the return here. Kay Gentry stands back at about his own 37-yard line. Took off with a pretty good return last time, but the Reds were guilty of a block in the back. Snap back, and here's the kick. It is away. Gentry at his own 35, hit immediately right there, and down he goes. And
Gentry is brave back there. He catches every single one of them, which is awesome, and I haven't seen him fair catch one yet.
Chance for us to get a timeout. Final 1:45 of the half coming up. Reds football. They lead 21-0. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really.
Reds here with under 2 minutes to go in the first half, 21-0 advantage. And a little screen pass that time to Morgan Tribbett. It works pretty well into UH territory. Move the sticks. It's a first down at the Bulldog 45.
And University is one of those defenses that's always bringing pressure. They're always blitzing people. So those screen plays seem to always work really well against them.
Well, Reds would love to get one more on the board here before halftime. 21-0 advantage. Zach Rabel to the near side here. Back to throw is Walker Martin. He wants to go left side. That's going to be for Martinez, I believe. Is that an interference? It is. They're going to get Kean Baxley, I think, on the far side here. Will not be a spot foul down around the 11-yard line. Instead, it'll be a 15-yarder, but it'll put him at the 30. And, boy, Mike, the Reds are in business right here.
Yeah, moving the ball really easy, and they still have all three of those timeouts, a minute 11 left. And the defensive back is in a really good position to make a play there. He just kind of puts his hand on him, never looks back to see where the ball is coming from. And that's an easy call for the official.
All right, 30-yard line for the Reds here. I think I've lost 15 pounds in this box tonight.
It is warm.
Beautiful. All right, 30-yard line for the Reds, first down. Quick pass, left-hand side is caught. Think it's D'Angelo Rojas on the outside? No, it was Austin Martinez. Take that back. And a timeout taken by the Reds here. We'll keep it here. I think we're out of timeouts back in the studio, so we'll just keep it right here for you folks. Journey Home's halftime show is coming up. Michael, jump in and get the scores for you in that first segment. Journey Homes, Northern Colorado's number one builder. Over 10,000 homes along the Front Range for all they do. For some great galleries of things they do, go to journeyhomes.com. Thank you to Larry Buckendorf and Carl Tarango, the guys out at Journey Homes. Great stuff, no doubt about it. Looking for that dream home, folks. Just dial up Journey Homes. Great always. A giving company, especially to our great schools and student-athletes here in Northern Colorado. All right, Reds will break the huddle from the sideline and go again here. 23-yard line of UH. Second down and three. Mike, what do we have on the scoreboard? How much time?
It's 102 left.
102 on the Gould Pike scoreboard. Do the Reds have another timeout
left? Two timeouts left.
Wow. All right, 23-yard line. It'll be Walker Martin. He's going to play baseball at the University of Arkansas, unless he goes in the draft, of course. It's That's a possibility as well. Going to roll and throw here for the corner. That ball is caught. Is that Grable?
That is 15.
Yeah,
Grable.
That's Zach Grable, and I think it's a touchdown for the Reds in the corner of the field where I can't see it, but yep.
Definitely.
It sure is.
And that throw is so perfect.
Right on
over,
the money.
Over to University Bulldogs' heads, and Zach Grable just barely puts his hands in front of his body, and that ball lands right in them. Just a corner route. I think he's kind of faking a slant, and then he turns to the corner. And just a great throw on the rollout by Walker Martin there.
An absolutely perfect throw by Walker Martin. So 27-0 Reds. Grable will try to knock through the extra point. All right, Grable set to kick it away. 27-0. Extra point is coming. Snap placed down. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 52 seconds left to go in a half. We'll take a timeout. 28-0. Reds in front of this one. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, welcome back to University High School. Well, University is still searching for their offense. The answer's there. They still have not scored this year. And the Reds put four touchdowns on the board here in the first half, 28-0. And the kickoff, Croissant's going to take the football and knock it down at about the 6. He'll pick it up out to the 15 now. Cole to the 20. Now he's got some room to work. 25-30 to the 35. Croissant right-hand side the 40. Cole outside to the 42-yard line. Well, that's something to put a key on for the Bulldogs. However, they've just not been able to get untracked offensively. So
yeah, and it's weird how just kind of fumbling around with a kick like that can really put that kickoff team on its heels. They kind of stop for a second to see what's going to happen with the ball, and then the blocks are able to get to them because they have no clue what's going on behind them, and it opens up for that kick returner a lot of times.
All right, set to go for University now. Wyrick and his Bulldogs from the 41-yard line. Johnny's going to roll right, throw right, incomplete. Down at the feet of Cole Croissant there, it's incomplete. Be second down and 10 now with about 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Get to our CNH Solution scoring summary. Reds gap, they garner a 4-touchdown advantage on their last drive.
Yeah, Eaton takes over at their own 34-yard line. It only took 4 plays for the Grable 20-yard touchdown catch. That is the CNH Solution scoring summary.
All right, 42-yard line, first down here for University, second down, I should say. Pass caught. Kean Baxley out of the backfield with a first down inside the 40 of the Reds and down to the 35-yard line.
But Baxley has to – he had every opportunity to get out of bounds and keep that clock stopped. As soon as the chains get set, the clock is going to start with 29 seconds.
Wyrick will throw here, pass caught and down immediately. That's a great hit by Cash Sanger right there, driving Baxley to the ground. Baxley wanted to get to the sideline but had no time. 13 seconds to go. They may be down to one play. Back to throw goes Wyrick. They come at him in a hurry, fires right side, caught. He's down on the ground, made the catch. There is a penalty. This is going to be a late hit.
Yeah, but roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer, yeah.
So I'm not sure what University's kicking game looks like, but you're talking about 15 yards from the end of that play.
15 yards. So
25, that's going to put you down around the 10, 11-yard line.
Yeah, where the line of scrimmage was the 31, so I think it puts you on about the 16. Well, they're going to mark it on the 21, so I'm not – maybe it was a spot foul or –
it seems odd to me. You feel like they would add it to the end of the play.
Sure, true. You're right. 21-yard line. Be a 38-39-yard field goal if they tried it. It's 28 to nothing, though.
3 seconds. This has to be into the end zone. Yeah, field goal really doesn't do much for you at this point.
Johnny Weirich and the University offense going to try to get to the end zone. Journey Home's halftime show's coming up. Mike will get that for you, at least the first segment. I'll be out for just a little bit here. Now the referees are talking about, are they talking about putting more time back on the board or what? If they could make this first half any longer, that'd be great. Just over 3 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-0 Reds in front. And now, Mike, look at that. They marked it down to the 16, just like you said.
Yeah.
That's what they were talking about, misplacing the football before. Well, let's see. UH, it changes the game if they can throw a 16-yard touchdown pass here. And now the referees are going to stop this again.
Timeout. I think timeout Eaton here.
And now Eaton takes a timeout. Wow.
It's a pretty important play, honestly. You can't, if you're Eaton, you've worked hard to build up this 28 to nothing lead. You don't want to give up something crazy here at the end.
They are in the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone right now as your shelter agent. Paul's job is to help you find the types of coverage you need to protect what matters most to you. Your family, your home, your vehicles, and so much more. Paul looks forward to helping you get the right coverage at the right price and providing the outstanding service that you'd expect. Call Paul Dobenbarger at Shelter Insurance, 970-674-8757. All right, Reds back out on defense. One shot here for University to try and climb back in the football game. 28-0 right now. Bulldogs finally break their huddle on the far side. It's already 8:20. We've played an hour and 20-minute first half here tonight. All right, set to go here is Weirich and the Bulldog offense. From 16 yards away, can they dent the end zone? Let's see. Weirich to throw. Reds are going to come at him. He'll step up. Weirich at the 15, throws the last second in the corner of the end zone. It's dropped. Oh, I thought they had a chance.
Yeah, so close. It just
not
went,
sure if it,
I think it was getting over
yeah,
there.
I think it was. Incomplete pass, and we are at halftime. 28-0 Reds. It is the Journey Homes halftime show coming up. We'll get that when we come back right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes halftime show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to University High School, Tom Roach Field. We have University Bulldogs and Eaton Reds. Eaton is up 28-0 here at halftime. We will jump right into our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. We're just going to go through all the levels starting at 5A, all the scores that we have. The first one in 5A is Fairview taking it to Lakewood 49-18 at half. Overland up 28-7 over Prairie View. Horizon beating Eagle Crest 14-12 there in the second quarter. A good one going on. Rangeview 7-0 over Westminster at the end of the first quarter. And then the one for fans up here north, Fossil Ridge taking on number 3 in 5A Grandview. That is a 14-0 ball game in the second quarter. So Fossil Ridge kind of hanging tough. Need to figure out a way to put some points up on the board there as we move into the 4A level. In the third, Wheat Ridge is down 28-14 to Thomas Jefferson. That is Thomas Jefferson, a 4A team. Wheat Ridge, a 3A team. Skyline and Stanley Lake, that one must have got started early tonight. Skyline with the win 14-13 over Stanley Lake. Aurora Central is up 21-0 over Hinckley in the first. Air Academy and Widefield are 20-13. Air Academy up in the second there. At halftime, you have 5A, number 5 in 4A, Montrose, is losing to number 10 in 4A, Fruit of Monument, 21-7 at the half there. So the number 10 team in 4A leading the number 5 team. And then we have Coronado, a 4A team, losing to Lewis Palmer 14-13 in the second. Let's move on to the 3A level and see what scores are available there. We only have one and that is a Battle Mountain Basalt. Basalt, a 2A team, is up 17-0 in the second quarter there. Moving on to the 2A level, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but Timnath and the Academy. Timnath, just a school with freshmen and sophomores playing this year, and that one is a final at this point. The Academy 64-0. That was 50-0 at halftime, and the Academy has now they must have just called that one. It happened pretty quick in the second half with the running clock probably, but 64-0, the Academy over Timnath. At the half, we have a number 5 in 2A Platte Valley up 15-6 over Weld Central at the half there. Our game here is Eaton 28, University 0. And then we're going to move on. We talked about the Basalt and Battle Mountain game already. Faith Christian, a team that Eaton will play later in the season. They're up 21-7 over Prospect Ridge Academy. Let's move on to the 1A level, see if there's any no scores reported there. We do have one 8-man score, Front Range Christian and Pikes Peak Christian, 72-6 there. Front Moses. Range Christian takes that one. That's a final. And nothing. Oh, we do have a 1 6-man score also. Deer Trail is up 55-13 over Pomero at the half. So that is our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard here at the half.
All right, 28-0 Reds lead here at halftime. UH Band is out on the field right now, so they'll give us some entertainment here while we step aside and break away. We'll come back in a moment and continue with the Journey Homes halftime show. Tonight's game, 28-0 Reds over the Bulldogs here at the break at University High School. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back out here, the Journey Homes halftime show. Clark Johnson and Mike Danson with you from University High School. 28-0 Eaton leads University at halftime here.
University dance team.
Larry Law had the NFHS voice for the Reds was in here talking to us, and he thinks that Berthet and the Academy may be good enough this year to give Eaton a run for the money, but somebody's got to in this conference, I would hope.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that team is going to be. And I think Eaton, the one thing about watching Eaton tonight for the first time is they have a lot of room for growth at
sure
this point.
Sure they do.
The run game does not look anywhere close to what we're used to seeing for that Eaton team. So a lot of room for growth on that offensive side especially.
Defense looks pretty stout, though, no doubt.
Yeah, I think they're getting there. The defensive backfield is fantastic, just watching their footwork and how they're always in position. And the speed side to side, I think a team that may give Eaton an issue is a team that's going to run straight at them a little bit, maybe run downhill, some lead blockers, stuff like that.
Mike, what's your schedule next weekend? I think we go Friday, Saturday. Are you with us Friday or Saturday?
I think I'll be with you Friday next week.
Saturday is going to be – that's the opening of the new Eaton Stadium. So that's going to be a big night. That's Platte Valley coming Platte in. Valley. I was hoping you could get for that one, but family obligations could take you from that. So.
Yeah, I'm in a two-day golf tournament.
Oh, is that
so,
one?
Yeah, it's going to be a long day on Saturday and then have to get up early and do it all over again on Sunday. So.
All right, so let's get to our CNH Solutions scoring summary. First half, 28-0. Reds have the 4-touchdown lead, and here's how that occurred.
Yeah, so the what would that be? The second possession for Eaton, they took over on their own 22. I think this is probably the longest drive of the game for either team. That was a 7-play drive, and it ends with the Blaskowski 24-yard touchdown catch. 2:47 off the clock on that one. And then on the University possession, right after that is when we had the Solberg 35-yard interception return for a touchdown there, putting the Reds up 14. Then we move on. It took a few more possessions into the middle of the second quarter there. We had the Walker Martin 15-yard touchdown run where he kind of gets around the corner after stiff-arming a guy and dives into the end zone. And then Eaton wraps up their scoring with 41 seconds left on the clock in that second quarter with a four-play drive and Grable with the 20-yard touchdown catch on just a fantastic throw by Walker Martin on that one. That is the CNH Solutions scoring summary.
CNH Solutions pride themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. They provide several services from aggregate and CAD, engineering, custom farming, fabrication, logistics, midstream services. They've got it all. They've been in business since 2008, serving their customers' needs in the Colorado and surrounding areas. Give them a call today, 970-834-2247. It is CNH Solutions, a proud, proud sponsor of Northern Colorado High School Sports. All right, we're coming back here in a moment with our second half. Let's see what that big scoreboard says up there. Yep. Let's do this. We'll break away, come back with the second half kickoff here in a moment. 28-0 Reds in front right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Ah, Friday, the best day of the week. The day you can sit back, relax, and celebrate all that you've accomplished. And where better to do that than Weldworks Brewing and Greeley? With new beer releases every Friday beginning at noon, your end-of-the-week ritual just got so, so much better. Established in 2015 right here in Greeley, Weldworks provides dialed-in beer and is open 7 days a week, so you don't have to wait until Friday to have the best beer in the state. Weldworks Brewing, dialed-in beer. Hey guys, Brady here from my friends over at Cable's Pub and Grill. For as long as they've been around, you don't need me to tell you everything, but maybe a reminder wouldn't hurt. They have the best daily specials, like all-you-can-eat spaghetti on Mondays for just $5.95, Tuesday's Burger Madness for $9.99, and of course you know all about their happy hour every day from 3 to 6 p.m. where you can enjoy $3 beers. You're thinking about Cables now, aren't you? Check out their full menu, daily specials, and more at CablesPubAndGrill.com. Cables Pub and Grill, where my friends meet.
For almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling has been making your house a home in Northern Colorado. With expert designers and the industry's best products, we offer decorative solutions and finishing touches on all your remodeling or building projects. Visit our showroom today and walk through our beautiful display of flooring, window coverings, cabinetry, and lighting fixtures to fit any budget. Steamway Floor to Ceiling, 8th Avenue and 6th Street in downtown Greeley. Call 353-0133 or visit our website at steamwayftc.com.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
You want a fast-paced, informative blast of a morning show? Now you have it.
Post, I can't take it back. The internet's forever.
There you go.
All right, I just put it out.
You're
there.
In trouble now.
With Good Morning NoCo, Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint will set you up every weekday with the latest in sports, news, traffic, weather, and so much more.
This just in, when you're going into a country that's invading another sovereign country, don't take drugs with you.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to University High School. Tom Roach Field tonight, 28-0. Eaton Reds in front of the University Bulldogs here at halftime. So if you're Casey Doss at halftime and you're talking to your team, you get beat 24-0 in opening week. You're down 28-0 here at halftime against the Reds. So but probably tough to find some real positive things to talk about right now.
Yeah, you know, you just got to try to keep them motivated. You know, say
this one, early.
Yeah, it's really early in the season. In the long run, like, these games don't really mean the whole world, these non-conference games. You know Eaton is going to move on, and it's going to help your RPI in the long run. One thing interesting to me right now, Clark, is you look down and you see Cole Croissant down here warming up his arm
sure
to throw
do.
Up. So I wonder if
– he was the backup when we did 13 Days, 13 Teams, and we're talking to Coach Doss. He said Cole was the backup to Logan Getting. Johnny Wyrick's kind of found his way into the mix in the middle of all this. But, yeah, see Cole throwing with Paxton Daggett on the sideline right now.
You look at Cole, and what we've seen so far tonight is he probably brings a little bit more ability on the ground to run the ball than Wyrick would. Seems like he throws a pretty nice ball, just a little bit smaller. I wonder if he can get a good view over some of the linemen, but maybe seeing a different offense as they come out here in the second half.
All right, so 28-0. If you're the Reds, you know, you don't change much. Defensively, you stay to what you're true to and what you do. And offensively, maybe the Reds can take a few more chances in the second half here.
Yeah, I think there was a couple of times where, you know, you get a turnover or something like that happens and you end up with good field position. Why not take a shot? Or you get a first down on the first play. Why not take a shot there? I would like to see Rosas get a few more carries. He's carried the ball pretty well here in the first half when he did get it. They've kind of wrapped up Tribbett a little bit and True. So, you know, try something else.
Thank you to my good friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, putting the care right back into car care. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and so much more. You know, our buddy Don Scott over there, that's grandpa to Zach Grable out there and Will Grable and the Grable boys. Dean Grable, coach on the sideline. That's son-in-law, Dean Grable. But Don Scott is the master of making a model out of that Fort Collins AAMCO on South Mason Street in Fort Collins. Number one store in the region, 40 years. Got Lance Pickett working with him there for over 30 years. He's got Dave Martin for over 30. Now they've put Dave in Loveland to the new Loveland store. So AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, man, they got you covered out here. They take care of my cars, my kids' cars, keep the Johnson family going. They'll do the same thing for you. It is AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, well, if University decides to take the field at some point here, we'll actually get the second half going. 28-zip, boy, the Reds, this is going to be, I mean, if University has any chance to come back in here, they've got to get the ball. They cannot let the Reds get in the end zone to start this second half.
Well, and University's had their chance. They've created a couple of turnovers and stuff like that, but just not able to take advantage of it.
And Cade Gentry and Joey Blaskowski back deep for the Reds.
All right, Gentry and Blaskowski stand about at their own 10-yard line here. University at some point is going to approach this ball and try to kick it. Still waiting. And now, finally, here we go. And they go with a little dumper kick over the middle. And it's going to be covered by the Reds at about the 28-yard line. So that works pretty good. And the Reds will go to work first and 10, leading 28-zip. See what they do here.
That kick was recovered by Alex Lloyd. About the Reds' 28-yard line when they would take over.
All right, Walker Martin, senior quarterback, will go back to work here. What did he have in the first half? The scoring, again, did he have two touchdown passes?
He had two touchdown passes and one touchdown run.
All
so,
right. Three on a board for Mr. Martin here in the first half. Walker had a couple of touchdowns through the air last week in the loss against TCA. Threw for 151 yards, a couple of touchdowns, a pick. He ran 10 times for 64 yards. First down, they go to Tribbett. On first down, nothing much up the middle, maybe the 29-yard line. So give them a yard. It'll be second down and 9 here for the Reds.
You know, I'm not sure, Clark, maybe you could answer this. How many new starters are on that Eaton Reds offensive line? Are you
I think there's three this year, if I'm not mistaken. They lost the two big twins, and I thought they lost one other. Second and 9 for Walker Martin out of the gun. Martin's going to pitch it left-hand side. D'Angelo Rosas. Good cutback. The 30, the 40, the 45, and out to the midfield stripe, the 49-yard line anyway. That's going to be a 20-yard carry for D'Angelo Rosas.
And I really like what Rosas brings to that Eaton Reds run game. Just the speed and quickness when he gets to the outside and that quick cutback that he can make like he did there. A little bit different than Tribbett or True back there running the ball.
Put it at the 50-yard line. I might take a shot here. You got Tate Smith and Zach Grable on the near side here, both single covered. Where are they going to go? Walker Martin, on the ball's on the ground. I think he was down before it came out, but referees don't think so. And did University come up with this football? They did. Kean Baxley able to come over, one of the big seniors in this club, and make the play defensively right there.
University does what they need to do on that drive.
Sure did.
But not only do they hold them from scoring, but they give their offense really good field position.
So Bulldogs will go to work from the red 42-yard line. Chase, that comes into the ball game as a wingback left side or a tight end. You can probably call him over there. All the way to the far side here goes Dylan Supp, a wide receiver. Back to throw here. Pass is caught. Croissant out of the backfield. Inside the 40 and down to the red 37-yard line.
That pass was complete.
Need the 33 for a first down, so it's a gain of six.
We still have Weirich in at quarterback, even though Croissant was kind of warming up on the sideline, had his gloves off and everything. Gloves are back on, and he split out at the receiver spot.
Logan Getting stays in the game, but he's staying in as a wideout again. He'll go all the way far to the right side here. All right, Johnny Weirich going back to work here. Second down, about four now. Getting's going to come all the way now across the field to the near side, one-on-one here, and I think it's against Cash Sanger. And the snap is way over the head of Weirich. He's going to have to go back down and lay on it at his own 45-yard line. That's a 12, 13-yard loss right there. Just an untimely play for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you get a good first down play. That puts you in a pretty good second manageable spot where you could pretty much do whatever you want. And then you get a snap over the head, and now you're back to a third and long and staring at a three and out again.
I tell you what, we're going to run a special on right now. 2 for 5 on the Bulldog Burritos. Run up and get them while supplies last.
46-yard line. Bulldog Burritos downstairs, 2 for $5. Go get them, folks.
I'll be right back, Clark.
Yep, there you go. All right, Bulldogs go back to work from their own 46-yard line. They need the 32 of the Reds for a first down here. Weirich's back to throw. They come to him in a hurry. Spins out of the first tackle. Now tries to get forward and does. Breaks another tackle and is finally brought down in Reds territory at about the 44-yard line. So it'll be fourth down, I think, Mike, here. Fourth and about 12.
And if you're Casey Doss at this point, down 28 to nothing, yeah, you just got to probably go for this one, even though it's fourth and a long ways.
Bulldogs will have a bye next week, so they'll be able to tend to some wounds and try to get some things figured out. Then on the 16th, on a 2 weeks for, actually, it would be, yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow night. The Elizabeth, is it the Cardinals?
I think it is the Cardinals.
I think I got that. All right, here we go. Weirich takes the snap, rolls left with the football, looking, going to go downfield, and it is incomplete. Tried to get the ball out here to Logan Getting. Getting wants the flag. Coverage by Sanger and by Salberg.
Logan Getting is incomplete. Going to be a turnover on
Dan. Yeah, there's nothing there. And once again, this Eaton defensive backfield is just fantastic. Their footwork is good. They're in position. Just four athletic young men down there doing their jobs.
More football tomorrow night. Resurrection Christian, Orangewood Christian will go at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you. Then on Saturday, how about that? Blake Olson takes over as the voice of the UNC Bears football team. Bears and Houston Baptist to open play at Nottingham Field Saturday. That's a 2 o'clock affair. 1 o'clock you'll get your blue and gold game day presented by Hikes Ace Hardware. All right, 44-yard line. First down for the Eaton Reds. They lead 28 to nothing in a football game. Snap back. Martin goes quickly to the right-hand side. Going to be caught. That's Rosas with the catch, and he goes out to about the 49. Boy, he was a sitting duck there. Hadn't gone down, and he was clamped down like a bear trap by one of the Bulldog players, and another one came by and took a shot at him. It's a gain of about six, second and four here for the Reds.
The way University is playing that formation, when Eaton runs it, the guy that's lined up kind of at the wing has nobody over the top of him. He could run an easy seam route, easy catch and throw for Walker Martin if they try it.
All right, from midfield here, they go to Ryder True. Boy, he stopped immediately. Maybe a yard for Ryder to the 49.
Morgan Tribbett was that carry today.
No, that was actually Tribbett. I take that back.
He's going to bring up a third and four here for the Reds.
Reds need the 46 for a first down there at the 49. Call it third and three here. Walker Martin will come out and go up under center. Here's the pitch back. They go left-hand side. That's a new ball carrier with the football for the Reds there. That's Jacob Benavides. He's a junior wearing 42. I think I'm seeing that right, Mike. Yeah, Benavides got the first down to the 41-yard line.
I don't even see a 42 on my roster.
You don't
here,
see.
So.
I've got one on the Max Preps.
Yeah, no 42
Jacob
on my
Benavides. I have. So. They've got him as a middle linebacker and wide receiver. But he was in as a running back that time for sure. 42 again on the outside. Going to throw deep down the left hand side. That ball is incomplete. Chance for Walker Martin there. Just overthrown that time. Is it Kay Gentry?
Martin's
I can't.
Pass intended for Joey Blaskowski.
No, that was for Joey Blaskowski again, who has a touchdown catch in the ball game.
Did you say that's Benavides as 42?
That's
there?
What
I Clark, mean, he did it. I'm just bringing him up because he did a fantastic job. He had the blitzer off of the left side, the backside for Walker Martin. He came up and picked up that blitzer really well.
Second down and 10 for the Reds. Rosas up the middle, takes the handoff and spurt out. No, it's Benavides again. 42 again. See if they can hear the PA give a name on it. But if they have the roster that you have, Mike.
With another carry for the Reds, picks up about
who?
5 yards.
They said Tribbett.
Yeah.
Is he dead now? Did Morgan lose his jersey in this game? He was 27. Maybe that's Morgan 42 in this one now. Well, when we get a timeout here, I'll run down to the other end of the box and ask, but. Here's the pass. It's going to be caught. Ryder True with the catch out of the backfield and dips it into the 26-yard line. That's a first down for the Reds. Good pass that time by Walker Martin.
Yeah, just an out route, like a 10 or 12-yard out route, and Walker Martin shows off that arm, just fires it in there.
Yeah, that's interesting because I don't see 27 on the field anymore. So maybe something happened to Morgan Tribbett's uniform, and he's wearing 42 right now. That could be. We'll get a positive ID for you coming up. Martin's going to roll right here. Looking. Walker going to throw downfield for Ryder True. Out of his hands, and he makes the catch. A juggling catch, and down to the 16, into the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. And that's going to be a red first down all the way down to the UH-16.
And that shows, like, nobody wants to be tackling Ryder True up high. All the Bulldogs that were coming in there to make that tackle are going down to the legs. Good concentration by True there. Kind of
terrific,
hit it.
Yeah.
A little bit behind him. He kind of tips it forward to himself, bobbles it a little bit, but is able to make the catch.
D'Angelo Rosas comes back into the ball game. If indeed that's Morgan Tribbett, he goes out. All right, Walker Martin. Arkansas commit to play baseball. I'll give it to Rosas. He's hit immediately in the backfield. Nice job of penetration that time for the Bulldogs defensively.
D'Angelo Rosas with that carry for the Reds.
I don't know if there was some confusion on that play, Clark. The left guard pulled out to kick out the right defensive end, and then Rosas ran right into the spot where the guard had pulled from, and that guy wasn't blocked anymore.
Second down 12 for the Reds now, back at the 18-yard line. Martin out of the gun, Rosas behind him. Walker's going to throw. Now he's pushed up in the pocket. Going to roll left. Will he run? No, he'll throw at the end. Wide open, and that's a Reds touchdown. I think it's Trent Salberg in the corner of the end zone.
Blaskowski again?
Or is it Blaskowski? So I see a four from here, but you know how my eyes are. That's Blaskowski, yeah. Joey gets a second one tonight. Wow.
Yeah, and that
was just a great job by Martin.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Just a created that play by Walker Martin by scrambling around, a little bit of pressure in his face, gets out of the pocket, and then Blaskowski does a good job of finding some open space in the end zone.
Fourth touchdown of the game now registered for Walker Martin, third through the air. He's got one rushing, and the Reds have opened up a 34-0 lead. 5:03 to play third quarter in the next one. If the Reds can hold them and score again, that's a running clock. This one's on the way, and it is good. So we'll take a timeout here at University High School. It is the Thursday night game of the week presented by Buildings by Design. We're coming back in a moment. Reds 35, University nothing. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Quick.
All right, 35-0 Reds, and they'll kick off here. Our J9 Agency's kickoff. Ball falls off the tee. Well, I thought it fell off the tee. You're going to kick it anyway. Grable knocks this one to about the 11-yard line. I think that ball was laying sideways when he kicked it. Yeah, there's a flag against University. This is a big return, but it's going to come back all the way out to about the 45-yard line. However, flag at the 38 means it's coming back to about the 28, I would guess. 35-0 Reds against University. So keys to the game. University had to find out how to run the ball and get in the end zone. They have not really done either.
Yeah, they have not dominated time of possession, and they have not been able to run the ball. They've tried to make some big plays on special teams, but it seems like every time they have a good kick return, it gets called back by a penalty. Just a lot of work for University to do here early in the season.
All right, Bulldogs will go back to work up on the Gould Parts scoreboard, 35-0 Reds. Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, folks, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Any part you need, big car part, truck car part, machine part, they'll get it for you. Gould Parts, Vic, Marie, whole gang out there will help you out. Alan Gould, his great staff have been such a huge part of what we do here at KFK and Preps Radio. We thank them so much for giving you guys the shows and the games. Get inside to Gould Parts, the big store with a Napa sign on the front of it, and downtown Eaton. You tell them thank you for your sponsorship. All right, Bulldogs go to work, 25-yard line. Here is the carry by Wyrick up the middle, and that's worth 7 yards before he's brought down. So it'll be second down and 3 for the Bulldogs here.
That's a different look we haven't seen from University tonight. They fake the handoff and they pull the right guard over to the left side to lead up for Wyrick.
4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter here. But if the Reds are able to get in the end zone next, it's going to be a quick fourth quarter. All right, Bulldogs back to action here. Wyrick's going to throw. Spin it out left-hand side. Ball is dropped. That's a forward pass. It should be incomplete. Reds swarm to the football, but referee rule. Put him in a short field here. University of bye next week, and then 2 weeks from Friday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, they'll take on Elizabeth. Here at home, the Reds open their stadium next Saturday night against Platte Valley. Wyrick to throw here, pass is caught, and that ball's on the ground incomplete. Coming up to make the play defensively, Cash Sanger was able to separate Dylan Supp, the junior wideout, from the football. And the Bulldogs back on their own 32. Looks like for now at least they're going to give it up.
Yeah, once again, another three and out. That's
Welcome back out here to University High School. Gremlins came and got us for a sec there, but we're back. University has to punt. They give it away to the Reds, and Reds on a Cash Sanger punt return here are going to take it out at their own 44-yard line and go to work with a 35-0 lead. And, boy, if they could get in the end zone here, get that clock ticking, we might get home while it's still Thursday night.
Hey, that's what's crazy. I was just looking at the clock. I think we were done at 9:20 last Friday, and yep, we started 20 minutes late. Two teams that run the ball a lot.
Yeah, we went about an hour and 55 total time for the game last week. You bet. That was the Meade and Windsor game. All right, here go the Reds back to work from the 44-yard line, their own side of the field. Martin on first down. Rosas, rather, it's not. It's Morgan Tribbett, who we think is wearing 42 right now, and takes the football out to midfield. And there is a timeout.
Looks like just a cramp there.
Yeah, University player on his back right now, so we'll get a chance to step aside. Maybe a 60-second timeout if we can do it, Micah. Player on his back on the field right now. 3:43 to go third quarter. 35-0 Reds in front. We'll take a timeout. It's brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, last time I was in an all-brick building was 1979 at Fresno State in the dorms. And I do remember when it was 88 out, it was 143 inside the dorms. That's about where we are tonight, about 84 degrees outside and 212 in this room we're in. Here's the handoff up the middle, and it is indeed Morgan Tribbett, whose shirt broke and tore open, so he's wearing 42 now.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I thought it was the invisible man by my roster
that's
over
right,
here.
So. That's right. And it makes me wonder where in the world is Jacob Benavides, because they've got him on this Eaton roster on Max Preps is wearing 42. So, all right, 47-yard line, third down and two for the Reds. And, boy, everybody in wearing a dark blue shirt for University jumps off sides there.
Free first down for Eaton there. I bet Jacob Benavides is appreciating all the shout-outs.
Sure
though,
he is. He sure is. Probably sitting at home going, wow, I'm having a good ball game. Mark it down to the 42-yard line. It's a Red first down. I think the Reds would do everybody in this stadium, and I'm including the Bulldogs in this, to score here and just get this clock going because University's not coming back tonight. Here's the handoff up the middle. Tribbett takes it inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. And it'll be second down and six coming up for the Reds. So Casey Doss, who had just a slew of great seniors last year in really arguably their best football season. First home playoff game in 37 years when they beat Delta here. Now you got to coach. You got to really coach these guys up because they're going to be 0-2 here and get beat up twice in a row. Man in motion for the Reds here. That's Cade Gentry. They go to Tribbett up the middle again. Morgan out of the first tackle and goes to the 35-yard line where it's going to come up to be third down now. Third and about three for the Reds. What are we down to on the clock?
We're down to just under 2 minutes. And, Clark, if you're University at this point, this will be two games in a row where you haven't scored
either. That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, I think some motivation for them in the fourth quarter, whether that clock is running or not, is try to score some points.
That's the toughest thing right now. You got to find out a way this offense can get rocking and rolling. 35-yard line, Martin takes the snap, in trouble, going to pitch this one, a good pitch forward to Ryder True, and Ryder's got the first down, taking it down to the 30-yard line. Thought he might go to his rear that time and pitch the ball to Tribbett, but instead he goes with a little shovel pass to Ryder True, and he's got the first down.
Yeah, and it was a perfect play call because that defensive end who's supposed to be covering that guy, that shovel pass guy, is just running right after Walker Martin, just drops it right over his head.
All right, 30-yard line for the Reds. Here we go, first down. 30 yards away from a running clock. Calling out the signals, here's Walker Martin. He's going to pitch it left-hand side. Good cutback there inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line for Morgan Tribbett.
Morgan Tribbett takes that pitch and picks up a few off the right side for the Reds.
Tribbett, I don't know, since he put on that 42 jersey, he showed a little bit more agility in that backfield. He's not just trying to run people over now.
Folks want the very best from somebody that's local and proud of it. Go to Pope Farms. It's 65th Avenue and Highway 34 out there. Susan Pope are great staff. They grow, buy, and sell local folks. Colorado proud, that's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. Back to throw here. Martin wants to go to the corner of the end zone. Look it up. That ball's just overthrown. Trying to get it to Cade Gentry in the corner of the end zone there.
Walker Martin's pass intended for Gunner Duncan.
Gunner Duncan. I saw a five in the back of that kid's jersey. No, that's not. That's six, and that is. Do you have a six?
It's,
is that Gunner Duncan?
Gunner Duncan?
It is.
Yep.
Look at Gunner. The Reds catcher is out there trying to get a touchdown pass. So it'll be third down for the Reds. Third and about six at the 26-yard line here. Man, just sticking my head out the window here, it's like getting an ice cream cone given to you. It is gorgeous out. It's about 74 degrees warmer inside this brick building, said one of the three little pigs. Back to throw here is Martin rolling right with the football, looking, and throws incomplete.
Yeah, just
when you need them to go down and score, Mike.
They're not. Throw the ball I guess, twice there. They did run it to get it to be second and five. But
11 seconds left in the third quarter here.
Looks like the offense is staying out there, though. So
they need the 20-yard line for a first down. Need to poke into the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone here if they want to keep the football going. Martin now backs off from calling the signals. Looks over at Zach Lemon. Now he's going to come back up under center. And now he's going to go back and take the shotgun snap. Walker back to throw. They're coming in a hurry. Throws the ball back left-hand side. It's caught by Tribbett. Tribbett has got a first down. Morgan goes down to the 16-yard line. Into the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. 2 seconds left. As soon as they wind the clock, the Reds will let it go and we'll be done with three quarters. And then they're knocking on the door to make this a running clock.
That's just Coach Lemon being familiar with Coach Doss there, knowing that he's going to bring some pressure on a play like that, and they run a screen play.
And that is it. End of three quarters out here. Reds knocking on the door. They already lead 35-0. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Reds with a first down at the UH 16-yard line. They go to off the left side. This is Morgan Tribbett, I think, taking the football. Now, this is Gunnar Clary, the sophomore, who goes in from the left side, 16-yard touchdown run, and there's a 41-0 lead. We've got a running clock the rest of the way here. Gunnar Clary, able to get that one into the end zone right there. Gunnar Clary, last year as a freshman, one carry for 1 yard. That was a little better.
A little bit better on that one.
16 and a touchdown.
Yeah, that's going to give him a pretty good average there.
All right, Reds on for the extra point, 41-0. And Clary's going to kick the extra point. Why not? He got the touchdown, so no Zach Grable here. Probably all the Red starters are going to sit out now. Looking for the snap from center, place down. The kick is on the way, and that kick is no good.
Yeah, just barely popped it up over the offensive line.
I didn't see it. I'm looking through your side of the window, and I'm like, yeah. I can't see dang thing.
No, it barely made it into the end zone.
All right, 41-0. Reds in front. We'll take a timeout. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1. And 1310 KFKA. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. 41-0 Reds in front of University. And that kick is going to go out of bounds. Boy, that's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a running clock. I get that and everything. But you're up 41-0. Kick the ball down the middle of the field.
Yeah, especially with it being Grable, if it was one of those.
It
was Grable.
Yeah. So. He can kick it a mile and a half. Just kick it out of the end zone.
Just maybe a couple of updates on scores here, Clark, from around the area. Grandview has kind of taken over that game against Fossil Ridge. They're up 42-17 at this point. At the 2A level, Platte Valley is up 28-14 in the fourth quarter over Weld Central. And then it looks like Wellington's going to get their first win in the new high school there. They're up 30-20 against Highland in the third.
Zach Sandstrom and company still has some time to come back in that one, so we'll see. Boy, did they lose just like everybody on that group. That pass is going to be incomplete, short-hopped there for the Reds. That was Benson Hood. Got over there and tried to scoop it out of the ground.
Starting to see some subs coming in on that Reds defense now. It's one of those hard things as a coach when you get up and the clock is running like this to try to get all the players that you want in because the time goes by so fast.
All right, Bulldogs will go to work here. Let's see who's at quarterback for them. Croissant?
Yeah, it looks like Croissant.
So Cole Croissant will be the quarterback here for UH. We got to be down to 9 minutes or so, right, Mike?
8:10
left in this one, the running clock. 41-0 Reds. Croissant took the snap in the shotgun and then couldn't find a handle and has to bury it back at the 21-yard line. Don't forget when we're done here, the Ault Feed Mill postgame show, folks. Get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, our Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the football game. All that coming up on the Ault Feed Mill postgame show. And it's going to have the Reds 1-1 and UH, a Final Four team from a year ago, 0-2.
It's kind of telling, though, when your offense is struggling, and at this point now you've played three different players at quarterback.
Sure, so. Sure. Now there's a false start on the outside that time for University. Brevin Doss, that's got to be Casey's kid, the sophomore. He'll hear from his dad on that one as he jumped from the slot early, and it'll cost him five.
What's that one saying, Clark? If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any.
That's right.
I don't know what it happens if you have three quarterbacks, but
you don't score, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be eight quarters of football for University this year without a point. What's the closest they've been tonight, though, Mike? Inside the 30? Back to throw here, rolling out his croissant, and down he goes, a host of Reds white shirts around him.
Yeah, I think on that one drive when they had the big play to Getting in the first half, they got down to like maybe the 23 or
yep.
something like that. They were just outside of the red zone.
Angelo DeRosas came and made the play that time from his cornerback spot. And it is fourth down for University. Now imagine Casey's going to kick this ball away and the Reds will just kind of sit on it for the final 6 minutes or so in this one. Well, University will have a lot to talk about for 2 weeks, Mike. They don't get back on the field till 2 weeks from tomorrow night. It's a long time to go to make up for, just to kind of change things. On a snap back to the punter or the quarterback, whatever he's going to do with the football right there, they ground it to him, and he has to run with it, and way short of the first down, so the Reds are going to take over here.
Johnny Weyer picks up a low snap. And
yeah, I don't know. As a coaching staff, do you want that extra week off right now after what you've been going through and struggling offensively, or do you want to get another game going so you can get out there
sure.
and kind of get off of the zero for offense here?
I would say it's tough for football players because you got to wait a week at least.
Yeah.
UH would have to wait 2 weeks here to get back on. Baseball teams, you lose one night, jump right back on the field and go again the next night. Basketball, almost the same thing. All right, Reds will go from the 31 of University here. A host of, let's see who's in at quarterback here. A host of different Reds are in now. Can you get a number on that?
I think it's Quirt Carroll.
Yeah, Quirt Carroll, that's right. What number are you saying?
I think nine, I believe.
Okay.
It says his offensive position is a quarterback, so.
Yeah, Quirt Carroll, he's a junior. Reds are taking a timeout here, so we're going to do the same. Take a timeout, come back here in a moment. 41-0, Reds in front in this one over University. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, well, welcome back here to University High School, 41-0. Reds just playing out the final 3.5 minutes or so of this game. How close did I get, Mike?
It's 4:30.
I missed by a minute. Here is in the backfield, taken down in the backfield and thrown down hard for the Eaton Reds. I don't have a 20. Got to go here and look and see that it is. Preston Smith. Preston's a junior.
Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Make it third down here for Eaton.
All right, where are we at here? Third down for the Reds. Third and about nine or so. Quirt Carroll's the quarterback. Where is he going to go with the football? Give it to Smith again, and they hogtied him in a hurry. And the Reds are going to have fourth down coming up here. So get down inside 4 minutes to go in this one. Yeah, Reds just should just take this, run a play, and
yeah, just keep running it straight ahead.
Who cares if UH gets the ball back here? Yeah. It's 41-0.
University still has most of their starters in there.
Boom. Thank you. Just got given a couple of Pepsis to save our bacon here. That's good stuff. All right, here's the give fake handoff actually for Carroll. Going to throw it back against the grain. This one's ball should have been picked off, but it doesn't matter. They're going to move it up. Better he didn't catch it. Then does and pick it off back there. Without the stat, they're going to keep the football. UH will go back on offense with about 3 minutes to go. And that's just kind of that younger quarterback getting in there. He kind of comes out to the left side, doesn't really get his feet set, has a guy open, doesn't get his feet set, and just underthrows him a little bit.
All right, UH back to the offensive side of the football here. 41-0 Reds in front of this one. All feed mill postgame show is coming up. Get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. I think I know who that's going to be. Outside left side catch is made. Get it out to the 44-yard line. Pitch and catch for a first down. Johnny Weirich still in there. So had a little bit of Logan Getting tonight, a little bit of Cole Croissant back there, but mostly JW, Johnny Weirich. First down Dogs near the 45-yard line, their own side of the field here. Down 41-0. Rolling White, Weirich down the middle of the field, and Cole Croissant had him down the seam. And able to get over there defensively that time was Preston Smith and knock it away.
Yeah, Weirich underthrew that ball by probably 4 yards. Gave the Eaton player a chance to make a defensive play there. That's one of the things. If Weirich is going to be the guy, he's got to be able to make some of these passes. There's been, I think, three dropped interceptions, and he's throwing two. So a chance there was probably 5 interceptions tonight.
There's a nice little breeze. Where have you been all night, yeah, my dear? Minute and 30 left. 90 seconds ticking away on this one. Bulldog's going to snap it here. Weirich's going to hand it to Cole Croissant. Right side. Tries to cut it back into 45 to midfield. Reds territory to the 48. Got about 7 yards there.
Cole Croissant takes the sweep and picks up about 8 yards.
So third down for University, third and about 3 here at the 48 of Eaton. Weirich waits for the snap. Johnny going to throw it. Left side incomplete. So it'll be fourth down coming, and we might be down to close to our final play. If any of these coaches take a timeout here, I'm running down on the field. Final 40 seconds of the night to tick off. 41-0 Eaton Reds. I guess this is what happens when the Reds lose a game. They come back and hunt for Bear. Or Bulldog, as the case may be. Back to throw is Weirich. Out of grasp of one of the defenders. Going to dump it out. It's caught down the middle. That's a nice play by Johnny Weirich. And then a fumble at the end of it. But I think UH got it back here. Down at the 34-yard line. Are they going to take a timeout?
That pass was complete to Brevin Doss. Timeout.
Brevin Doss made the catch.
That's the first timeout of that.
And they did take a timeout. They've got a... they've got a 41-point play coming up, I'm pretty sure.
I think it's just huge for Coach Doss. He's just trying to build some sort of confidence into these boys with trying to get some points on the board here.
Yeah, I completely see that. Casey's such a good coach, too. I mean, he's going to coach his butt off the next couple of weeks, I guarantee it.
Yeah. And, I know what Elizabeth was in the top 10 rankings in the preseason, if I'm not mistaken. So it doesn't get any easier for University with Elizabeth coming up here in a couple of weeks. Or does University go down there? I'm not sure.
They're here.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, 9-16 home against Elizabeth. All right, 33-yard line here. Final 15 seconds. Weirich throws complete and the ball down to about the 23-yard line. And it is Brevin Doss again. Brevin Doss making a couple of catches. Down there. Did they take a timeout here? They did. Well,
8.9 left up on the clock.
9 seconds left. I'll bet that's the first time in Casey Doss's coaching history he's been down 41-0 and taken a timeout with 9 seconds left.
Yeah.
But you want to try to get in the end zone.
Yeah, you got to try to do something. Give this group some sort of confidence going into this bye week. Give them something to build off of.
All right, so the Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up for you here. Alt Feed Mill. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. Get our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, Steamway Florida Ceiling Drive of the Game, all that coming up here in the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. All right, let's go, University. Get back out there and snap this thing. Final 8 seconds of the football game here. Eaton Reds 41, University Bulldogs nothing. Weirich wants the football. He wants to get in the end zone here from the 22-yard line. Johnny back to throw. Come to him in a hurry. Going to dump the ball down the middle of the field, up in the air, caught at the goal line, and it is a touchdown for University. How about that?
I'm not sure why.
Cole Croissant got it.
Clock stopped. But, yeah, just a once again, good movement in the pocket by Weirich. I've been a lot more impressed by that here in the second half, his movement. And he just kind of throws one up, and Croissant makes a play for him.
The ball game is over. The question is, do you kick the extra point, or is it 41-6? No, that's it. They're not even going to kick it, and the Reds will walk off, and this shutout is broken on the last play of the game, 41-6, and at least for University, they're walking off. The last play of the game was a good one.
Yeah, it's something to build off of for the bye week upcoming, and, not one coach is going to mention that it was against the Eaton second stringers or anything like that, but just some success that you can build off of it.
All right, we'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment. 41-6 Reds over the Bulldogs here tonight in Greeley. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to University High School tonight. To the All Feed Mill post game show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt, the number to call for all of your feed mill supplies and any questions you may have. 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. Let's get the CNH Solutions scoring summary for a game that the Eaton Reds roll 41-0.
It starts on Eaton's second drive. They take over at their own 22. Seven plays later, Blaskowski, 24-yard touchdown catch. And then on the very next possession, University throws an interception, and Solberg returns it for a touchdown, putting the Reds up 14-0. Later into the second quarter, Walker Martin with the 15-yard touchdown run on a six-play drive there. And as we move in, I guess late into the second quarter, 1:41 is when that drive started. They score with 41 seconds left. Grable with the 20-yard touchdown catch on just a beautiful throw by Walker Martin into the third quarter. Blaskowski with his second touchdown catch of the game, a 13-yard touchdown catch. And Eaton wraps up their scoring with into the fourth quarter. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, Cleary, 17-yard touchdown run on the very first play of the fourth quarter. And then at the end there, as time expires, University gets on the board. First touchdown of the year on the Weirich to Croissant touchdown pass from 13 yards out.
And that ends at 41-6. That is your CNH Solutions scoring summary for the football game tonight. We'll come back with more of the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and our Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the game. That's next on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back as we continue with the All Female Postgame Show. 41-6 tonight. Reds over the Bulldogs. Bulldogs scored in the final play of the game to not get shut out here tonight. So let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Well, how many times have we had Walker Martin as a Player of the Game? 100 million, right? In all the different sports and stuff. Was kind of leaning there, but guess what? How about the junior that got two touchdown passes, Joey Blaskowski, tonight as our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game? Big night for Blaskowski.
Yeah, just a great night, and it seemed like if the ball is on him, he's going to catch the
That's
thing,
right.
too. So just a great job by Blaskowski tonight.
All right, so Joey is our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Steamway, Florida Ceiling, drive of the game. Mike, it was that one right before halftime. The Reds, they put the big one on the board, went up by four scores before the halftime gun.
Yeah, and that's kind of just a demoralizer there for University at that point. It's 21-0. Maybe you feel like you can bounce back into it, but you get down 28-0 right before the half. It's just a four-play drive. It's not a long one. They started on their own 34. It only took 49 seconds, but a 20-yard catch by Zach Grable in the corner of the end zone. And once again, on just a perfect throw by Walker Martin.
Walking in front of us there, right there, is Casey Miller, the baseball coach as well. So say hello and a wave to Casey. Let's come back. Final segment of the all-female postgame show on a night the Reds beat the Bulldogs 41-6. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.